Nation Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Muammar Gaddafi rallying his supporters today in Tripoli as his forces keep battling rebels in the fight for control of Libya. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is in London.
Gaddafi forces retook Brekka City with its oil terminal and airport and are said to be advancing on this city, Ajabiya. Meanwhile, two more U.S. warships are heading towards Libya. Egypt says the amphibious assault ships USS Kearsage and Ponce are now transiting the Suez Canal. And meanwhile, Arab nations apparently condemning the fighting, chairing an Arab League meeting in Egypt. The Secretary General called Libya's situation tragic and unacceptable. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A government shutdown appears to be averted for now. The House sends the Senate a bill extending funding two more weeks. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The Senate vote happens later this morning, allowing lawmakers to then focus on the rest of the fiscal year.
We'll pass this, and then we'll look to funding the government on a long-term basis.
That's Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid. Republicans, though, enjoying this moment.
It is at least the first time since I've been here that I can recall cutting anything of any consequence.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell happy that the short-term measure cuts $4 billion in federal spending over the next 2 weeks, Dave.
Rich, the budget battle ratcheted up in Madison.
The facts are clear. Wisconsin is broke.
Republican Governor Scott Walker unveiling his budget plan, warning of big state worker layoffs. If Senate Democrats who left the state don't return, they're part of the loud protest against the plan to restrict public union collective bargaining. Those are protesters in Ohio against a similar bill the critics call union busting. Supporters say it is necessary. Charlie Sheen, who's been very vocal about his partying lifestyle and battle with CBS over his TV show, has reportedly had his kids taken away. Several reports say police removed his twin sons from his L.A. mansion last night. Sheen then told NBC this is not the America he grew up in. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3.125%, 3.22% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-555-TREE today. That's 1-800-555-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme lawn and garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
It's your chance to sample over 30 local restaurants in one place with one ticket. The BCS Chamber of Commerce presents the Epicurean Extravaganza Tuesday, March 8th. Local restaurants are ready for you to sample their signature dishes inside the Brazos County Expo Complex. Save $5 with advance tickets or buy a premium pass for early admission. For tickets, call the Chamber at 260-5200 or visit us on the web at bcschamber.org. Sponsored by the Chamber, HEB, and the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop,
relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 46 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. At least one member of the jury that completed its duty in a Brazos County capital murder trial was not happy about being confined to a motel room last weekend. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
One member of the panel tells WTAW they were told without warning and without an explanation they were being sequestered. The juror said family members brought clothes and personal items to the courthouse, then they were bused to the motel. The staff of District Judge J.D. Langley says he would comment about the sequestration order after the appeals process in the case ran its course. Assistant District Attorney Kara Conte says if they would have been asked, they would have supported a request by defense lawyers allowing deliberations to continue.
The defense had requested that the jury be allowed to continue to deliberate later Friday than 6 o'clock, as well as to be able to come back and deliberate Saturday and or Sunday if that became necessary. Those requests were all denied.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says the total bill for staffing, lodging, and meals was over $10,000. Kirk says it was the sixth time since he was elected in 1997 there's been a sequestration, but the first time it lasted three nights.
They can and did have an opportunity to use a phone to call family members, but there was always a deputy right there to listen to make sure that they weren't violating the order. We actually, in this particular case, allowed families to come up and visit. Again, they did that in the presence of a deputy.
Kirk says jurors brought board games and books to stay busy. On our website, you can hear more from the sheriff. Go to the interview page at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police are asking you to use caution in the area of Welburn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Traffic signals have been put on red flash as part of TxDOT implementing a traffic lane switch. Signals are on four-way red flash at the intersection, and a new signal light has been installed on Welburn just south of Harvey Mitchell, which is also on red flash. A red flashing signal at the intersection, of course, should be treated like a stop sign. For the last 13 months, the College Station School Board has met with consultants in a grant-funded series of meetings to improve the district. Tuesday was the final gathering, and Trustees President Randall Pitcock says 2.5 hours of the four-hour session addressed improving student achievement. Much of that discussion focused on African Americans, who make up 15% of the student body in CSISD.
What we're saying and what we're recognizing is the movement has been forward. There's been times when it's been backwards, but for sure it hasn't been enough, and it needs to be more. And I think Eddie Colson and his staff are more than up for the challenge, and we recognize that we need to make big gains with our African-American students.
Another discussion point was the quality of district employees.
Teachers, administrators, but you've got counselors, librarians, nurses, folks in the cafeteria, the folks who keep our schools clean so we have a good, healthy, safe environment for the students to learn in. Our goal is to provide the very best that we can find to work at College Station ISD.
Other topics included the fiscal responsibility of getting the best academic performance for the available money and the future promotion of two high schools in College Station ISD. The entertainment lineup has been announced for College Station's sixth annual Duck Jam Festival. This year's festival marks major changes in the relationship between festival organizers and the city. City Council at its last meeting voted on a new five-year agreement with a local promoter. The city gives up more than $8,000 of income and offers the promoter $15,000 in hotel-motel occupancy tax money. The city is also providing $27,000 worth of in-kind services toward the event. In return, the promoter is supposed to list the city as the title sponsor. Councilman Jess Fields was the lone no vote.
While I do think Duck Jam's a very neat event, it is a private event, and I don't believe we should be funding it with public money.
Mayor Nancy Berry was among the six voting yes.
Although certainly in-kind expense is not something to dismiss, there's difference between in-kind services as opposed to actual cash out of the general revenue.
The Bellamy Brothers will headline Duck Jam the last weekend in April. Several other activities are also planned at Wolfpin Creek Park as a fundraiser for Ducks Unlimited to benefit wetland conservation. WTAW News Time is 610, 46 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Mark, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he'd called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call Safelite at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Hey, good morning. It's 611, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's time for our weather. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We're still under the influences of high pressure, so we get a chance to enjoy more sunshine today. Temperature somewhere between 70 and 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear with lows near 50 tonight. A sunny day is forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures, they'll be close to 75. Tomorrow night, it's going to start to cloud up. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds give way to occasional sunshine on Friday. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie baseball team won last night over UT Pan American. They'll play again today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Aggie basketball, both teams are in the heartland. The men are at Allen Fieldhouse to take on number 2 Kansas. The women are in Manhattan to take on Kansas State. So they're both in the state of Kansas, actually. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Well, they're not at the gym right now. They'll be there.
No, later. They're probably sleeping.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably sleeping.
Would hope so.
Yeah.
So now, see, about 3 o'clock, I mean, weather's going to be nice today.
Oh, I know. It. This is really nice. I mean, it's cold in the morning. You need a little light wrap to, you know, to go to work in, but then you shuck that dud later in the day because it's really nice.
And, again, this is just, this is not season-starting, baseball season-starting weather that we're having, so get out there and enjoy it. So, you know, that works well. A dispute in Florida started when a woman unfriended a man on her Bookface page, and it ended with both of them in jail. See, this whole Bookface thing...
It's a shooting crime.
Again, this is one case, and I guarantee you there are others every day.
I blame Mark Zuckerberg.
I think that's probably right. We should go ahead and
George
ask.
And George Bush.
Yeah, we should ask for a small pittance.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Gannon said that his girlfriend.
Joe Gannon's grandson.
Probably
yeah,
so.
Right.
Said his girlfriend, Tina Cash, was upset about their situation and had changed the friendship status on her Bookface page, and also unfriended him.
Hmm. Well, there's no friendship status. There's relationship status.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, that's probably right.
I guess she went from in a relationship to it's complicated.
One of those.
Yeah.
So,
or single. I mean,
Or
in a relationship, you know?
Yeah.
From
in a relationship with Thomas to in a relationship with Bobby Jack.
With Bubba, yeah. Right.
Well, Thomas confronted Tina about the whole unfriending deal.
You mean person to person? Like face to face?
Yeah.
Not book to book?
Not book to face.
And it says here at their home.
Oh.
You see, that's breaking book face rules. You can't actually look at a person and talk to them, you know. That's
reminiscent of those commercials about how people are texting to break up, you know, across the table.
Well, sure, because texting's free. Yeah.
Anyway, Thomas said that she began throwing things at him.
Yeah.
Tina, a bit of a little pill here.
Yeah.
Told deputies that Tina, for her part, told deputies that Thomas had been throwing items as well. So just throwing items at one another, or just throwing items? You know, like, do they stand there and grab a vase and
Just drop it.
Know.
And then she grabs the fishbowl.
Ooh, anyway. that's got fish in it.
It does, but
yeah, somebody think of the fish.
That gets bad for the fish. Yeah.
So they were
life-altering decision.
They were both arrested. All this over unfair. I mean, wouldn't you have liked to know? Is that it? Is that the ultimate throwing down of the electronic gauntlet? Is that it?
I think so.
She stands there right in front of him. She's got her device right there in her hand. She's just furiously banging in the letters there so that she can get to Bookface and find him. And then what do? You make a little check or something to unfriend somebody?
Oh, yeah.
That's
easy.
Happens?
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
And then she just,
I've done it.
Okay. She just turns it around and points it at him, shows him to his face.
How you like that?
See what I just done?
There you go.
I just done that. Yeah.
This is what happens to men who don't show consideration.
That's right.
We got a lot of info.
My chunk.
And I'm taking back my bowling shoes, too.
Yeah. Oh, nice ones.
Yeah.
Oh, red and green ones.
Yeah. Just to get you to the train, a plane, a bus. I'll show you. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good. And I'm going to find me a new friend. We're going to go bowling together. And you can pack your stuff.
That's right.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
In celebration of Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday, the theater company is proud to present his masterwork, Follies, considered one of the greatest musicals produced on Broadway. Don't miss your chance to see it before it's presented at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., starring musical theater legend Bernadette Peters. The theater company's production of Follies is underwritten by Robert and Shirley Borden and Alan Bryant and boasts a stellar cast of local talent. Get your tickets online for Follies at theatercompany.com or call the Arts Council at 696-ARTS.
Hey, News Talk 1620. WTAW. Really, before we do anything else.
Anything
else.
Yeah.
Because what is today?
It's the 2nd of March.
It's Happy Texas Independence Day.
Dang straight.
You better stand up. Come and take it.
Yep. Hey, none of us know the words, but sorry.
Texas, our Texas, Texas. So wonderful, so yes. Great.
Now, here's that part we had to change the words.
Boldest and grandest?
Yeah.
Withstanding every test?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had to change that.
Oh, yeah, it used to be largest.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, empire wide and glorious.
Yeah, you stand supremely blessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to change blessed, too. That might be religious.
You're right, yeah.
Oh, God bless you, Texas.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
And keep you brave.
And strong.
Yeah.
Now, that other school plays this, don't they?
No.
At their football games?
No.
Where have you been?
No.
At all?
No.
Oh.
No, you're thinking of the Eyes of Texas.
Well, no, I know they played that, but I thought they played this one,
so
too.
So does Texas A&M University.
Yeah, every game.
Every game. Okay. I guess
I thought you were there.
Yeah.
Well,
don't
I
you
am,
work
but,
the game?
I am, but I got headsets on. I'm listening to
it's
stuff.
It's that thing that happens after the national anthem.
It's right after the anthem and the plane flies
that's
over.
That's why you have to stand still, you know, and look at the flagpole. Dang.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We're inside and can hear that. All right.
Yeah, really.
All right, here we go.
That's Tom down there going, why is everybody standing up?
Those headsets are overpowering.
Okay. All right. That's it. All right. Yeah.
There you go.
It's the 2nd of March.
It is.
You learn something every day.
And the Accuband does a great job.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Now, Tom, they're not the ones that play it, though, at the games.
Yeah, that's okay.
They are. I was just trying to throw Tom in. So.
Maybe Coldplay did it. Yeah.
No, it's a jam box I hold up to my microphone.
And today, the Rogers High School Band will play.
It is March the 2nd.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
That's right. Texas Independence Day.
Yeah.
And the only Soviet leader ever to throw a baseball at Consolidated's baseball field.
That we know of.
Yeah, that we know of. I mean, there could have been.
Yeah, Khrushchev could have snuck in there.
Yeah, that's right. Mikhail Gorbachev is 80 years old today. There you go. Oh wait, he's still not alive.
Because I've stood near him.
Have you?
Yeah. When 41 jumped out of the plane for his 80th birthday.
Right.
And he was here for that, along with Chuck Norris.
Uh huh.
And Britt Hume.
Yeah.
And he was here for that. Gorbachev was here for that. And that is still to this date, outside of probably a pop star, the largest bodyguard I have ever seen.
Really?
It was a very large Russian man traveling with him, and I'm guessing he was well armed. So.
Ah,
yeah.
Was his little wimpy translator there next to him also?
I don't know. I think he was probably in the bodyguard's pocket.
A big man. Huh?
Yes, he was a large man.
Actor John Cullum from Northern Exposure is 81 years old today. Author Tom Wolfe is 81. Actor John Finch turned 70 years old. Arthur John Irving turned 69. Singer Lou Reed is 69 years old today. And comedian actress Lorraine Newman, she was a Saturday Night Liver, is 59. One of the Osmond brothers, Jay, is 56 years old.
Sure.
And John Cowsill of the Cowsills.
Oh, no.
An Osmond and a Cowsill on the same day?
Yeah.
I didn't think Cowsill the world was ready for that.
Yeah, he's a drummer, of course. John is.
They'll get together at Burger King later.
Yeah, I was going to say, what have you been doing lately? Not much. What about you?
I'm so sick of hearing about Donnie and everything he's doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Marie and her Weight Watchers or whatever
that's
that is.
Right. He's selling dolls. This is really a singer day. Besides the Cowsill and the Osmond, we got country singer Larry Stewart of Restless Heart is 52 years old. And John Bon Jovi's birthday is today. He's 49 years old. Daniel Craig, the actor, was in Casino Royale. Was 43.
James Bond, man.
Yeah, James Bond. I mentioned Coldplay.
You know, I watched a little of that about last week.
Royale?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a different James Bond.
Oh yeah, he's very intense.
Yeah, this
he's
is this
very intense.
They not too much swaving to Boehner about him.
No,
pretty much will pop you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
More singers. Chris Martin, Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow, is 34 years old today, and actress Bryce Dallas Howard is 30 years old, and from The Sopranos, actor Robert Eiler turns 26 years old today, and I think that's all I got.
Eddie Money be 62.
Oh, he's got two tickets to paradise.
He does, mm-hmm. and then kiddo birthdays. Yeah, Mick Jagger's little girl.
Oh.
Elizabeth, she'd be 27.
You mean he gave her just a normal name, Elizabeth?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
What, like Moonbeam Elizabeth?
No. And
yeah, he spells it with a Q.
he's got the image of being outrageous. This guy is a brilliant businessman. You got to remember, he went to school at the London School of Economics. He ain't a dummy. But anyhow, and then I think, was Opie's birthday yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Opie's little girl's birthday's today.
Well,
that's who Bryce Dallas Howard is.
Oh, well, that's it. Okay, got you. I didn't know her as that. All right, then how old is she?
She's 30, I believe.
She's 30. Opie's got a 30-year-old daughter. My goodness.
Man, do we feel old. All right.
And Andy Griffith's still alive.
Yes, 622.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, remember when Barack Obama was president? Remember when he said he'd promise he'd walk that picket line?
And understand this. If American workers are being denied their right to organize and collectively bargain when I'm in the White House, I'll put on a comfortable pair of shoes myself. I'll walk on that picket line with you as President of the United States of America.
Yes. Well, where's the president now? Now, here's another union rally where they use the term bad Jew.
Why is there anybody else of any other color?
Now, the president called for civility. Is he going to speak out against this?
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener.
I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 625. Oh, let's see, we'll check some weather in a minute. In the meantime, let's see what's going on in the world of consumer affairs.
Can you lose your home with a reverse mortgage? The answer is a big yes, and thousands of seniors are doing just that. A reverse mortgage pays you the value of your house, and you get to stay in it until you die. But some seniors are not making tax payments or keeping up the property, which lets the bank take the house back. Don't do a reverse mortgage unless you're sure you understand it. Banks are raising fees and making enemies all the time, and many consumers think credit unions are the answer. Well, they are sometimes, but a lot of credit unions are small, and they may have poor management and financial problems of their own. So before you jump to a credit union, check it out thoroughly. Can you believe that some companies make you sign an agreement saying you won't complain about their products or services? It's true. Read the print. Many of them do just that, but New Jersey wants to change it all. A bill in the New Jersey legislature would make it illegal for companies to muzzle their consumers. It's passed the General Assembly, and now it goes to the Senate. I'm Stacey Cohen. Learn more at ConsumerAffairs.com.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 626 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's our weather brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929 at 775-2-WAY. 76 today with winds out of the southeast at about 5 to 10. That's pretty all right, isn't it? We're going to do the same thing on Thursday and one more time on Friday as well. At night, we'll be down to around 50. No mention of rain in the forecast. A little bit of a change on Friday night is we'll have a 20% chance of showers. And then Saturday, during the day, a 40% chance of rain, a little bit breezy, and a high temperature near 68 degrees. Cooler on Saturday night at 42, but we're back up to 64 on Sunday. So chance of showers on Saturday, which we really could use. And aside from that, pretty ideal weather. Right now, the humidity is 63%. The winds are calm. We have fair skies, and it's 46 outside.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth or the open fire in our dining room. Or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures. Some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today. And we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
The process of innovation goes through three phases, and you need to understand all three for your ideas to get anywhere. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
For your new ideas to be successful, you have to understand the three phases of innovation.
The first phase is sort of the natural phase of resistance. Every innovation, no matter how sort of compelling it is, especially to the innovator, is going to see resistance.
Patrick Howie, author of the book, The Evolution of Revolutions.
The next step is most innovations don't come out sort of perfectly baked, or really none of them do. And so the next step is you really have to clarify what is it that this thing is and what does it do better. Fads stop right at that sort of first phase. They get over the resistance, but they don't really get beyond the sort of clarification stage or get into the third phase, which is true revolutions, true change, they have to continue to expand.
Because in order for a new idea to catch on, it needs to continually evolve and change.
So, you know, you don't just have this sort of one great idea, and then it stops. The reality is most great ideas aren't sufficient to hold a revolution. A revolution is actually a series of innovations.
And the invention of the automobile is a perfect example.
The first car was no better than a horse in any way. It didn't go any further. It cost more. It was less reliable. So, you know, that big innovation, the ability to get an internal combustion engine with four wheels around it, was not much of anything, but all the subsequent innovations were much more important to society, and it's the cumulative value of all those innovations that really are a bunch of mini revolutions.
Tomorrow, why the next big innovation will likely come from someone you've never heard of. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It is 46 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The costs have been tabulated for last weekend's motel stay by a Brazos County jury and their supervision by sheriff's officers. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says it was the first time since he was elected in 1997 a jury was held for three nights. Bills have been turned in totaling over $10,000. Two deputies supervised 1-4 of a local motel. Sheriff says jurors had short visits from family members and could make cell phone calls, both in the presence of a deputy.
We did encourage them to bring things to keep themselves busy, so some brought books, others brought board games and cards, and we did set up a television in one room so that they could watch movies. And so we made it as comfortable as we could for them through the course of the weekend, but still maintaining the judge's order.
A member of the panel considering a capital murder charge tells WTAW they were told without warning and without an explanation they were being sequestered. The juror says family members brought clothes and personal items to the courthouse and they were bused to the motel. Assistant District Attorney Kara Compte says if they would have been asked, they would have supported a request by defense lawyers allowing deliberations to continue.
The state, while we weren't given an opportunity at that point and did not voice an opinion, we were in agreement to any of those possibilities.
The staff of District Judge J.D. Langley says he would comment about the sequestration order after the appeals process and the case ran its course. On our website, you can hear more from the sheriff. Go to the interview page at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Motorists getting used to new navigation around the intersection of Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway have an additional obstacle. College Station police say all traffic signals are on four-way flash. That means all traffic has to stop. The flashing signals are not only at the intersection, but also on Welborn, just south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The temporary change has police urging all drivers to approach the intersection with caution. Tuesday was the final installment of a 13-month-long series of meetings involving consultants working with the College Station School Board. Trustees President Randall Pitcock says among four topics of discussion was how the district gets the most student achievement for the money available.
How does our student success measure up? What are we spending per student in the district to achieve that level of success? And how do we rank amongst comparably sized and funded school districts, both on the success end and then how much we're spending per student?
2.5 hours of the four-hour meeting dealt with student achievement, particularly the performance of African-American students. Other topics of discussion included the quality of all district employees and the future promotion of two high schools as equals. And year six of College Station's Duck Jam means year one of a new five-year contract between the city and the festival promoter. City Council has approved $27,000 of in-kind services, as well as giving up rental fees and concession revenue at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater and offering $15,000 in hotel-motel tax money if occupancy goals are met. The city is the title sponsor in exchange. Councilman Dennis Maloney was among the six voting yes.
In the beginning, frequently these type of agreements don't pay off in the very beginning, but later on they can be usually successful. So I think it's something that's important with Brandon, the city, with the where the organization.
Mayor Nancy Berry says local motels and hotels have to sell out to receive the occupancy tax money.
They have to sell out every single hotel in the city for like four nights to get any kind of cash incentive from the city, and so from the hotel motel tax.
Jess Fields voted against the new contract. Duck Jam, scheduled for the last weekend in April, is a fundraiser for Ducks Unlimited to benefit wetland conservation. Headlining this year are the Bellamy Brothers. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 46 degrees right now. And the news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Don't miss Dancing for the Health of It. Over 15 local celebrity dance teams will compete to raise funds and awareness for Health for All, which provides free medical care for the low-income medically uninsured right here in the Brazos Valley. Come on out to the Brazos Expo Center Friday, April 15th at 6 o'clock. Tickets are $50 each. More information can be found at www.hlth4all.org or call 979-575-4496.
6:36. Let's check a little bit of weather. We've got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. You can call them at 268-ROOF, or you can go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We're still under the influences of high pressure, so we get a chance to enjoy more sunshine today. Temperature somewhere between 70 and 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear with lows near 50 tonight. A sunny day is forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures, they'll be close to 75. Tomorrow night, it's going to start to cloud up. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds give way to occasional sunshine on Friday. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Kansas Jayhawks had won 69 straight home games between the time the Aggies beat them in 2007 and Texas beat them just this past January. And now they're winning at home again, and the Aggies will try to do the undoable tonight. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
The undoable.
Pert and air.
Pert and air.
Pert and air.
It's tough.
Yeah.
So, Rob tells us we're under the influence. Did you guys know that?
I heard that, too.
Wow. Yeah.
We're going to get WUI.
Yeah, okay.
Working under the influence?
Weather under the influence.
Oh,
weather
under the influence.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there.
Ossifer. We're under the influence. I don't know what we should do about that. So that's fine. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour.
Good.
Had his town hall meeting last weekend. We'll talk about that. Boy, I'm a loser. Stupidly, I turned on the television yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was about 3 o'clock. I'd just taken, decided to take a few hours off in the afternoon because, I'm usually here till 5.
Right,
absolutely.
Right. Well, you deserve it, Scott.
Yeah,
you'd
earned it. Yeah.
You really did.
You've been putting in some good hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
And so immediately.
In your office.
Yeah, right. So, exactly. Now I have a nice desk.
See, he goes to lunch with the candy people every day.
Yeah.
I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
He's gabbing with them. Yeah. OMG.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, actually, I just sit there and we all text each other.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, anyhow, so. First thing I do is first thing I do is I go and check Comedy Central, see what they're doing, and you know, then I see if there's any good movies on. There's not. And so then I landed on C-SPAN. Just
wow.
As, yeah, I know.
From Comedy Central to movies to C-SPAN.
Yeah, I know.
That's a leap.
It is.
Yeah.
And there's Harry Reid talking. So I got to stop because, you know, Harry really can't put a sentence together. Is he... He's like 74 or 75 or something.
He's an old guy.
Yeah,
he's
a geezer. And just hard for him to put together a coherent thought. But he's in there doing this position and this wobbling around as to what they're going to do because the House had sent over the stopgap, if you will, on the continuing resolution so that we'll fund the government for two more weeks so that, you know, they don't shut things down. And he was talking about how, well, we might do that, and that's fine, but we need to start governing the way we should. And then he turns around and walks away, and then Mitch McConnell comes up, and he does the Republican thing about, you know, that we shouldn't govern where we're taking in less money than we're spending and all that sort of garbage. And so it's just done, and we're the bottom line is we're alive for two more weeks. Oh, boy. And
there's some certainty there.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
the market will love that.
We mentioned yesterday... And this is going to grow legs, that the GA, because the Wall Street Journal had gotten an advance copy of this GAO report about how much money they are wasting in D.C. And that's certainly one of the things we're going to talk to Bill Flores about this morning is, you know, this transcends administrations. This ain't just Republicans. This ain't just Democrats. We have allowed this situation to happen, and we're talking about redundancy that could cost somewhere between $100 and $200 billion every year. And why are we doing that? I mean, that's foolish. So we'll get a chance to hear his take on that. But just watching these guys, I mean, golly, we're paying them a lot of money to go up there so that they can stand around in front of a microphone and answer stupid questions that the media throws at them. And by the way, have you guys heard about Nudie Poo?
What? Mm-mm. Is he going to run?
Nudie is going to throw his hat into the ring. He will announce his candidacy tomorrow in Atlanta. And pretty much already got the travel schedule lined up because he's going to be in Iowa on Monday and in New Hampshire on the 17th, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Does the first person do it? He'd be the first, right, to officially announce, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do they ever win?
I don't know.
Yeah,
this,
I don't know.
Well, ABC News is saying he will instantly be a force. He is tireless, full of ideas, and one of the most well-known Republicans in the country. And he's a smart dude. I don't think there's any doubt.
He is a smart guy. He's going to have some personal issues to overcome if he you know, makes it deep into the campaign.
As a matter of fact, well, first of all, what I find interesting is here we are talking government shutdown, and we remember who the Speaker of the House was when the government actually did get shut down. That would have been Newt Gingrich.
Because
there are a lot of people who say, you know what? He was given a chance. One Georgia-based GOP politician says, given the chance to govern, he proved he couldn't. And then there's the spokesperson for the Georgia Christian Coalition who says, I would find it very hard to vote for him. This is the Georgia Christian Coalition. And that has to do with, as you mentioned, the fact that, well, he left his first wife, who was ill, and for his second, and then he was having an affair with an aide who later became his third wife. So he's got that stuff going for him just right out front. So he's going to have to address that. But anyway, the Newtster apparently is going to make his announcement tomorrow. And also, Mike Huckabee yesterday, he's on a radio station in New York City, and said that the president grew up in Kenya.
Yeah, which is an error, right?
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah.
Now, what he's saying, the gist of what he was saying is that for instance, because of the background of his father and his grandfather who were Kenyan, his view of the British is very different than our view is, that the British were a bunch of imperialists. And so that's what he was saying, but nonetheless, he kind of said it the wrong way. How about Muammar Gaddafi? Did you hear he's got up to four? He may have access to 14 tons of mustard gas.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yesterday, the UN General Assembly agreed to suspend Libya from the UN Human Rights Council. Why were they even there?
Yeah. Once again.
What were they doing with a seat at that table?
Is the UN's motto proving irrelevant every day?
Yeah. Well, but Well, not with this man who we have in the White House. He wants to make them more relevant every day, I believe. He wants them to be the world governing body, I think. Truth be told, yeah, they're way behind the curve on most everything. And, you know, after all, they get to throw away all their free all the parking tickets they get, too, because they have diplomatic immunity in New York. Why don't we move it to another country? If we just did that, then we could make it irrelevant here, I think.
Right. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, just take them and let them go there. Let's see what else. Oh, well, gosh, over there in Austin, man, yesterday they're talking about how, again, how the budget cuts are going to impact different things. Yesterday they talked about prisons, apparently. A new study is warned that was released yesterday that Texas could face a shortage of as many as 12,000 prison beds within 2 years. Okay. Talking about schools and cutting money there, that scares people. How about not having enough prison beds? And we're going to have to spend more money to what? Build prisons, or do we let some of those lesser criminals out on the street? Why don't we give them free bus rides to faraway states?
Yeah.
Pile them
like
in.
Like Louisiana.
Yeah, or farther away. Yeah, they came here from there. Let's send them back where they came from. See how that goes. And...
Or go through and find which ones are there for really, really small amounts of drugs.
Right, and that's it, and then they'll just put them out. And, you know, California did that not too long ago. They did that about, I guess, 5 years ago. They started letting the nonviolent offenders out earlier, just simply so they'd have the bed space that they needed.
Well, you know, but it's a tough question that has to be asked. Which one would you rather have on the street?
Sure, that's and that is what we're having. Excuse me, there's a long list of tough questions they're having to ask now.
Under this particular circumstance.
And that's one of them. That is exactly right. That is one of them. And where do you want them to go? We could put them out in West Texas. They could go out there and we'll give them a little parcel of land and let them make an honest lit. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like that's going to happen.
I'd say just fence in West Texas and stick them all out there, but there's too much oil underneath it.
Yeah, soon they'd be wanting water rights or mineral rights. You know, you probably heard Steve Ogden filed a constitutional amendment on Monday looking for balanced budget. You know, that's one of the things that they wanted to introduce so that we have a federal balanced budget because we have to have one here in Texas. But also one of the things that it included, if approved, it would make it the state's responsibility to provide free textbooks to students in private schools.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the effort comes as the state is facing a massive budget shortfall. The thing that's interesting, of course, they're saying that shortfall could, in fact, prevent the state from providing textbooks for public schools to schedule.
But by golly, this amendment passes.
Well, you know, and what's interesting, and, you know, we've certainly said it before, Steve Ogden is probably the most influential legislator in the state of Texas. So we'll ask him on Friday why he wants to do that, why he believes that's something that needs to be done, and get a little background on that. But that's something that he introduced. Yesterday over in the House, they started talking about this rainy day fund. You know, this is a $4.3 billion pot of money.
It's going to be it's too much to ignore this time.
Of course. And, you know, they're rubbing their hands together now. For his part, Rick Perry up front, I mean, said, we don't want to touch that thing. And, in fact, yesterday said it is, quote, way premature for us to think that we're going to have to spend money from that rainy day fund.
If it's not rainy enough right now, we really need to change it to the doomsday fund. I mean, it's going to need to be our World War III fund. I mean, exactly. What's going to have to happen? I mean, is $18 billion not enough of a shortfall? I mean, they're talking about cutting $9 billion in public education.
And the deal is, I presume it's posturing that the governor is doing. Almost everybody, I think everybody, with the exception of the governor, has said at least some of this money is going to have to be spent. We are going to have to tap into it. And, you know, Ogden's been saying that to us for almost a month anyway, that it just is going to have to happen. David Dewhurst, for his part, really not saying much anymore because he wants to be senator David Dewhurst. But even before that, he was saying some of this must be spent. So now you've got the House Appropriations Committee, and that's Jim Pitts. He said that it's going to have to be spent. So I think everybody down the line, with the exception of the governor, thinks that at least a portion of this rainy day fund has got to be used.
Somewhere does someone not bring up Dave Ramsey and say, you know, one of the first things he tells you to do is you put $1,000 in a savings account for emergency purposes.
Sure.
And then if you ever have to tap into it, your first financial priority is to replenish that $1,000.
And I presume, and I believe it is the intent of all of these people to, if the economy turns around, and in Texas the indicators, at least from sales tax for the last quarter, and as we got into the first quarter of 2011, seem to indicate that our economy is rebounding and people are spending money again. That means the sales tax revenues are going to go up and that money can be replenished in there. But for the time being, yes, we've got to take that money. We've got to go use it. That was the whole purpose of it. And to stand there with your arms crossed saying we're not going to touch it, as you say, we need to rename it something worse than what it is now, because I would assume that it couldn't rain much harder than it is in Texas right now. All right, it's 11 till.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. If you're interested in restoring native grasses for grazing, there are several factors to be considered. Learn the positives and negatives of utilizing these native species this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
We're at the headwaters of another gardening season here in Texas. What better time could there be to outline the critical issues that will govern your successes? I'm going to cover each in thumbnail, and then we'll explain them in more detail in ensuing months here on Plant Talk Texas. I'll be back to get it underway right after this message. For 25 years, gardeners in Texas have turned to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine as the definitive word in Texas horticulture. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America, and the region we serve is Texas. Your Texas landscape, your Texas garden. Every story that's ever appeared in our pages was written by a Texas gardening authority. If you've never seen our magazine, I invite you to try it. If you're not completely satisfied, I personally will refund every penny. Order today by calling my office, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Order online at neilsperry.com. After holding prices steady for 7 years, we're facing a price rise very soon. But I'll offer you the old subscription rate, 1 year, six big issues, only $21.95. If you subscribe today, satisfaction is completely guaranteed. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Order online at neilsperry.com. If we're going to cover the facts you need to know to garden successfully, let's start with frost dates. The average dates vary a lot depending on where you are in the state. It's already passed in South Texas, and it won't pass for several weeks in North Texas. But you need to know the average last killing freeze date for your part of the state. Texas-based gardening references will have maps, and my calendar has a map in the back of it with the average date of the last killing freeze, and you can also find them online. You also need to know plant hardiness zones. Over the past many decades, the United States Department of Agriculture has kept detailed records, county by county, of the low temperatures each winter. They then connect the dots and draw in bands of 10-degree differences of winter lows. And actually, they do sub-bands. They'll do 5-degree increments. And you may find in the latest map that the hardiness zones have shifted northward a little bit so that you could be tempted to grow some plants that are not quite as winter hardy. And I'm going to encourage you that that's not a good plan. You always want to stay in your hardiness zone or a smaller number. So if you're in zone 6, you want to choose plants that are hardy to zone 6 or 5. You don't want to go nuts and bring in the far northern plants that are hardy to zone 2 because they won't be able to handle the summers.
If you look at a heart in a zone map, you'll understand, or your nurseryman can explain it. Almost all of us garden in some kind of soil. It's just the way it works. And many Texans garden in clay soils. Now, clay soils are difficult to turn with spading forks. They do retain moisture and nutrients well, however. The best way to amend your soil, whether it's clay or sand, is with organic matter. Canadian peat moss, compost, rotted manure, pine bark mulch, and so forth. And if you have a clay soil, 1 inch of expanded shale. Rototill that down about 10 or 12 inches, and you'll have a wonderful garden soil. Now, when it comes time to planting large trees and large shrubs, I don't recommend that you try to improve the soil for them. They have to grow in your native soil, so choose accordingly. Fertilizers. Plants do not differentiate between organic and inorganic plant foods. All nutrients enter plants' roots in elemental form in water solution. Fertilizers may contain three major nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, but don't be surprised if soil tests, if you're in a clay soil, show that you need primarily nitrogen. And finally, choose only adapted plants. Ask your nurseryman, is this thing really well adapted to our area? Hollies deserve wider use. We'll talk about them in our next Plant Talk Texas. I'm Neil Speary. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Wednesday morning. Hello, everyone. Time for sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville and Bryan, and official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, both Aggie basketball teams are on the road in the heartland tonight. The state of Kansas, as the 22nd-ranked Aggie men, will try to do the near undoable when they take on second-ranked Kansas in Lawrence. Until Texas beat KU at Allen Fieldhouse on January the 22nd, it was the Aggies of 2007, the last visitor to win there. In between, 69 straight wins for the Jayhawks at home. Of course, it's a special homecoming for Coach Mark Turgeon, returning to the court where he grew up as a KU fan and then played for a Jayhawk team that went to the Final Four. He had special memories there.
Playing in the Final Four, and as a player playing in the Final Four, is a pretty great memory. Won a few championships, cut down a few nets, things like that. It was fun. Just the whole thing was kind of a blast for a guy growing up in Kansas, and no one ever thought you'd play there. To play there was pretty fun.
Senior Nathan Walkup says the team knows that this game means more to the coach.
He doesn't ever talk about it, but you know it's something that he'd probably be excited about doing. You know, he loved his time there. You know, he talks about how much he enjoyed Kansas, and so you know he always talks about, you know, when he, you know, going back there and, you know, remembering how he played. And but he doesn't ever bring it up. But you know, it'd be sweet to get a win there for coach. So.
It's senior night at KU, and they can gain sole possession of first place in the Big 12 with one game to play. They're looking for their seventh straight regular season Big 12 title. Tip-off at 8 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 1620. Last night in the Big 12, Oklahoma State beat Baylor 71-60 to further damage Baylor's NCAA hopes. Nebraska beat Missouri 69-58 as the Tigers dropped to 1-7 in Big 12 road games. And that Missouri loss, though, does guarantee A&M at least a fourth seed and a bye in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. The fifth-ranked A&M women will be at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan tonight at 7 o'clock to take on a Kansas State team that's still trying to build their NCAA resume. The Wildcats are 8-6 in the Big 12, and like most recent Aggie opponents, are looking for a signature win that'll impress the selection committee. They're 18-9 for the year and have lost four of their last six games. The Aggies are in second place in the Big 12, but if they could run the table, beating K-State tonight and Nebraska at home on Saturday, and then win the Big 12 tournament, which could include a win over Baylor, well, that should give A&M a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Now, that's all a tall order, but the Aggies could pull it off first things first tonight at the Little Apple. We'll have the game for you on 11:50 a.m., starting with the pregame at 6:45. High school baseball yesterday, Consolidated beat Katy Cinco Ranch 4-0, and softball, Rudder beat Hutto to open district play, beat them 10-3. The Aggie baseball team handed UT Pan Am its first loss of the year last night as A&M's Brandon Wood got a two-run single in the sixth to break a 1-1 tie, and A&M went on to a 4-1 win over the Broncos. Left-hander Esteban Rigas got his first career start, working five innings, struck out six, and gave up three hits, including a home run for the Broncos' only run. In all, the Aggies out-hit UT Pan Am 6-3. The series finishes today at 3:05. Lefty Dylan Mendoza starts for the Aggies. You'll hear that game right here on 1620, starting with the pregame at 2:45. In the NBA, Daryl Arthur and Zach Randolph scored 21 each, and the Memphis Grizzlies upset the San Antonio Spurs 109-93. Spurs are playing their first game without starting point guard Tony Parker, who's going to miss 2 to 4 weeks with a leg injury. Jason Terry scored 30 points, and the Mavericks won their seventh straight, 101-93 over the 76ers. And the Houston Rockets routed Portland 103-87. It was the Rockets' fifth straight win. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's 6:58 for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you in the market for a new home? Would you like to move up but don't know how much home you can afford? I can help. I'm Dana Eckhart with Dexter Mortgage. I work with home buyers every day to make sure they understand the home buying process. Builders and sellers need to know you're qualified. Come in today and find out what it takes to be pre-approved for your home before you start to look. At Dexter Mortgage, we work around your schedule. I'm Dana Eckhart. Call my office at 979-764-8444 or call my cell at 979-204-2719.
The Brazos Valley Symphony's season of local connections continues Sunday, March 6th at 5 p.m. as music director Marcelo Busicchi conducts the symphony in this classical master's concert. Bach's Ritterkarr, the haunting strains of Brahms' Third Symphony, and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, featuring piano sensation and winner of the Juanita Miller Concerto.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's rallying his troops. Muammar Gaddafi speaking out in Tripoli, warning that thousands of Libyans would die if the U.S. or NATO intervene as his forces keep battling rebels.
The Libyan leader vowing to fight to the last man to defend his country, casting this conflict as one waged by outside forces. Overnight, his troops retook a city that has an oil port, and meanwhile now transiting the Suez Canal to more U.S. warships, including the helicopter carrier USS Kearsage. Britain and France are talking about a possible no-fly zone, but today Germany's foreign minister saying talk of intervention is dangerous just now. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Pakistan's only Christian government minister assassinated in his car at his parents' driveway. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban claiming they did it. Congress is getting ready to pay the government's bills for 2 more weeks, pushing back the big budget battle. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, despite dissents from Democrats like Virginia's Jim Moran,
this is no way to run a government.
The House overwhelmingly passed the continuing resolution, what Kentucky Republican Hal Rogers calls the only option.
It is essential that we pass this bill. Avoid a government shutdown.
The Senate's now poised to pass that measure later today. It cuts $4 billion over 2 weeks. It also gives all sides more time to fight over the long-term CR, what to cut and by how much, Dave?
Rich, no one's yet budging in Wisconsin's budget standoff. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Madison.
Dave, more protesters expected a day after Governor Scott Walker has told lawmakers
the facts are clear. Wisconsin is broke.
He says the fix is cutting over $1 billion from education and local governments, and if passed, he says his repair bill will help. But it's on hold as Senate Democrats remain in Illinois. So the Republican-controlled legislature will review the budget and offer revisions with a vote by early summer. Dave?
Jennifer, Apple unveils an iPad 2 today, dealing with a bunch of other tablet computers on the market. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Paid for by Stansberry & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's end of America, the number 44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's end of America 44.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Subway is the place that lets you build your better breakfast with all the flavors you choose. Start off with an irresistible steak, egg, and cheese. Then make it your own. Try it with toasty tomato or turn up the zest factor with banana peppers and jalapenos. Maybe Chipotle Southwest sauce for the finishing touch. All on warm and tasty flatbread. It's flat out delicious.
Products may vary. Breakfast available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
That was close.
Guys, come on. He's in here.
Jerry, you better come on out here and give us some of that Subway sup.
Help!
Well, then, you're never using my stapler again.
I'm not here.
Well, then, you're never, ever, ever allowed to use my trash can basketball hoop.
Big whoop.
Get your own outrageously delicious Subway chicken cordon bleu. Back because you love it. Or try the fiery buffalo chicken and flavorific chicken and bacon ranch. Subway, eat fresh.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 46 degrees right now at the studios. High today should get up to about 76. Another very nice day for us in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy the weather if you can. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. At least one member of the jury that completed its duty in a Brazos County Capitol murder trial was not happy about being confined to a motel room last weekend. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
One member of the panel tells WTAW they were told without warning and without an explanation they were being sequestered. The juror said family members brought clothes and personal items to the courthouse, then they were bused to the motel. The staff of District Judge J.D. Langley says he would comment about the sequestration order after the appeals process in the case ran its course. Assistant District Attorney Kara Conte says if they would have been asked, they would have supported a request by defense lawyers allowing deliberations to continue.
The defense had requested that the jury be allowed to continue to deliberate later Friday than 6 o'clock, as well as to be able to come back and deliberate Saturday and or Sunday if that became necessary. Those requests were all denied.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says the total bill for staffing, lodging, and meals was over $10,000. Kirk says it was the sixth time since he was elected in 1997 there's been a sequestration, but the first time it lasted three nights.
They can and did have an opportunity to use a phone to call family members, but there was always a deputy right there to listen to make sure that they weren't violating the order. We actually, in this particular case, allowed families to come up and visit. Again, they did that in the presence of a deputy.
Kirk says jurors brought board games and books to stay busy. On our website, you can hear more from the sheriff. Go to the interview page at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police are asking you to use caution in the area of Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Traffic signals have been put on red flash as part of TxDOT implementing a traffic lane switch. Signals are on four-way red flash at the intersection, and a new signal light has been installed on Welborn just south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway, which is also on red flash. Of course, a red flashing signal light at an intersection should be treated like a stop sign. For the last 13 months, College Station school trustees have met with consultants in a grant-funded series of meetings to improve the district. Tuesday was the final gathering, and trustees president Randall Pitcock says 2.5 hours of the board four-hour session, rather, addressed improving student achievement. Much of that discussion focused on African-American students who make up 15% of the student population in College Station.
What we're saying and what we're recognizing is the movement has been forward. There's been times when it's been backwards. But for sure, it hasn't been enough, and it needs to be more. And I think Eddie Colson and his staff are more than up for the challenge, and we recognize that we need to make big gains. by African-American students.
Another discussion point was the quality of district employees. Other topics included the fiscal responsibility of getting the best academic performance for the available money and the future promotion of two high schools in College Station ISD. The entertainment lineup is set for the 6th Annual Duck Jam Festival. This year's festival marks major changes in the relationship between the event organizers and the city. City Council at its last meeting voted on a new 5-year agreement with the local promoter. The city gives up more than $8,000 in income and offers the promoter $15,000 in hotel-motel occupancy tax money. The city is also providing $27,000 worth of in-kind services toward the event. In return, the promoter is supposed to list the city as the title sponsor. Councilman Jess Fields was the only no vote.
While I do think Duck Jam's a very neat event, it is a private event, and I don't believe we should be funding it with public money.
Mayor Nancy Berry was among the six voting yes.
Although certainly in-kind expense is not something to dismiss, there's difference between in-kind services as opposed to actual cash out of the general revenue.
The Bellamy Brothers will headline Duck Jam coming up the last weekend in April. Several other activities are also planned at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. And a 30-year-old student at a North Texas university was arrested after allegedly making a threat in class that prompted a school lockdown. No one was hurt Tuesday at Texas Woman's University shortly after 9:30 a.m., but TWU advised students and staff to remain indoors after the man allegedly made an unspecified threat and left class. A TWU statement says the lockdown was lifted by late morning after the suspect was taken into custody. Christopher Allen Gillette is charged with making a terroristic threat. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 46 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Sunday afternoon, I was out and about, and I did not get home in time to watch the Texas A&M women's basketball game. I was able to listen to Mike Wright on the radio while I was traveling around in the first half. But I wanted to see that first half also, the women's basketball game at Texas. So I recorded it on my DVR from Suddenlink. And when I got home, after the game had been going about 30 minutes or so, what I was able to do is during halftime, I was able to watch the first half. Sort of fast forward as the teams were bringing the ball up the court, watch the action at the end of the court. It was fantastic. This is what you could do with the DVR. You can watch TV not only on your schedule, okay, but if there are shows that you miss, all you have to do is click that button and you've saved it, and you can watch it and you can catch up to live TV. That's what I did. By the end of halftime, I'd seen sort of a summary of the first half. Seen the big plays, seen the shots that Mike had told me about on the radio. I was able to see it, and then I watched the second half live. DVR is such a magical thing, and you can get one from Suddenlink. The DVR, the internet service, and the home phone service. Home phone service, by the way, $25 a month, and that price is good for 5 years when you bundle. So call Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866. It'll change your TV watching forever.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, The Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
Hey, good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
We're still under the influences of high pressure, so we get a chance to enjoy more sunshine today. Temperatures somewhere between 70 and 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear with lows near 50 tonight. A sunny day is forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures, they'll be close to 75. Tomorrow night, it's going to start to cloud up. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds give way to occasional sunshine on Friday. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yankee baseball team got the win and going again yesterday. They allowed just three hits and beat Pan Am 4-1. They'll play again today. Yeah, in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll have that game for you right here on 1620. We'll talk about that. Aggie basketball, both teams in Kansas tonight. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. You know, marketing is a difficult situation. You always kind of want to get above the clutter, right? The clutter is just the noise, the things that are going on out there. You want to be able to do something to make your business stand out. So introducing now a new form of advertising.
Okay.
Clothing store in New Zealand is trying thivertising.
Fiber?
Thigh.
Oh, thivertising.
Thivertising.
Like? Put it on your thigh.
Plates installed on benches to imprint their ads on the back of bare legs.
Sounds very uncomfortable.
It does.
Well, it sounds intrusive.
The ad agency behind the campaign put indented plates on a bus stop, mall, and park benches so that when people sat down, the message was imprinted upon their thighs.
Yeah, what if you don't agree with the product?
The messages are then seen by those walking behind the people who sat on the benches.
That could almost be called, like, battery, you know?
Well, it's kind of intrusive. I mean, wouldn't you want to, don't you want a piece of the action if you're going to be a walking billboard for those people?
Well, we're all walking billboards when we buy, you know, shirts. When some people buy shirts
that
advertise the store you bought them from.
But regardless, you choose to do that.
Choose to do that.
And my other question is, how big are these things? Because, you know, after all, some people have more room on their thighs than others.
Well, and the other part is, you don't want somebody wearing slacks or something that covers their thighs to be sitting there, because then it obviously defeats the purpose of having the imprint there.
Well, I'm assuming the bench has a pre-warning saying you're about to sit on a bench that's going to tattoo you or something.
This is New Zealand. They have more sheep than people. I have no idea. Not exactly sure.
Not quite sure what that has to do with anything. But
it's good for the sheep.
Outside of a joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a little factoid. Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, I do have a joke.
Is that on the in-flight magazine when you arrive in Auckland?
Yeah. I have a Siamese twin joke. You know, we don't do those very often.
No, we don't.
No, I hadn't done one in years.
If I remember to do that later today, we'll have a Siamese twin joke. Or we could do it now. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know.
But nonetheless, it...
Is it appropriate?
Well, it's always appropriate. We always do appropriate humor. I do anyway.
I believe they prefer conjoined now, but...
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll still work. Okay. Anyway, but...
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't realize I ruined the joke.
No, you didn't. Okay. But you're right. I mean, the idea that there is more available space for some people than others.
Well, let's face it. Yeah. I mean, some people are a coaster. Others are a billboard. I mean, it's.
And I'm not sure, you know, are there arms or some sort of partitions on the bench, because you don't want someone straddling the message. That wouldn't work very well.
Yeah, you get a partial.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Hi, would you stand with your knees together so I can read what's imprinted on the back of your leg? I mean,
yeah. Isn't that what politicians do? They straddle the message sometimes.
Yeah, matter of fact. So, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You ask somebody what you just said, and that'll get you a slap.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
Bethesda Softworks is asking parents to name their child after a video game character. On November 11th this year, the company will be releasing a game called The Elder Scrolls versus Skyrim.
I don't think you want to name your child that.
If for some miraculous reason or coincidence you're expecting to have a child born on that day, then Bethesda has a little offer for you. Name your child Dovahkiin, which means dragonhorn, apparently, in the game's fictional language. Dovahkiin.
This sounds to me like even they know their game sucks and they need to get all the marketing in they can.
All right, so now what are they going to do for you to name your child? Okay, what can we offer? Okay, what can we offer? Free downloads of their games for the rest of your life.
See?
Now,
mm-hmm.
They go out of business in 3 years and your kid's stuck with the name Dovahkiin. How's that going to work out for you? Hey, yesterday, we didn't mention it because I don't know that they advertise here, but yesterday was free. It was National Pancake Day.
Yeah.
At IHOP. Yeah.
And IHOP
for Shriners Hospital.
Yeah,
that's right. You got a free short stack.
So, I mean, did you guys? I didn't go.
No, I didn't. I thought about it. But
I was offended by the short stack, so I didn't
go. Is that what it was?
In protest.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah. I just wonder how that went, and if there was a, you know, if there was a wait or anything. Hello.
Happy Dodrin's bicentennial, y'all.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay.
Happy what?
Dodrin's bicentennial. Is that what he said?
I think so.
Today is, by the way, in case you missed it, is Texas Independence
Day. Yeah, that's
darn,
right.
Darn tootin'.
With that great song that the Aggie band plays at their football game. after the national anthem.
That Tom has just become aware of.
In case y'all weren't with us the first hour.
That's okay. You should have been there.
We taught Tom something. Speaking of Texas,
yeah,
great state that it is.
Yeah.
Apparently the Texas Department of Public Safety has decided it's necessary to tell college students not to go to Mexico on spring break, especially the border towns. And, I mean, first of all, I guess they're not paying attention. Is that part of the problem? And how do you get the word out to them? I guess...
Wait. Back up.
Okay.
You implied that they're not paying attention, as if something standing, as if, you know... What common sense is going to stand between a 21-year-old
and almost any decision
and keg stands at South Padre?
Well, the South Padre part is probably okay. It's
dangerously
that.
Close, though.
Yeah,
is the whole
it,
thing?
It is. So. It's after
that. Don't be taking any short trips from there.
And again, that's it's probably more the charge of our brethren down the hall to be talking to those folks. But how is the Texas Department of Public Safety getting that message out to those individuals who might be traveling south for spring break? Do we have any idea how that's working out for them?
Put a billboard right at the border. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, they're okay. Telling them don't go.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, that works well, doesn't it? Possibly maybe showing pictures of what's been going on down there would be a good idea.
Yeah, you know, like pictures of bodies coming back across.
Yeah, right. Hey, well, man, where's that going on? That looks pretty bad. That's
yeah,
kind of dangerous.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that guy's drunk. No, he's dead. No.
No. Why? Yeah.
That's worse than drunk, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's dead drunk.
I heard what you did there.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of, because I was feverishly looking for this because I'd seen something about it, but I wanted to get it right, and because they do advertise here. They are sports sponsors from time to time, and that is Rudy's Barbecue. And here on Texas Independence Day, from 2 to 4 p.m. at Rudy's Barbecue.
They're next in line.
They're offering 32 cents for a quarter pound of brisket.
What?
You mean you bring them a quarter pound of biscuit, they'll give you 32 cents?
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, I see. Well, you said they were offering 32 cents for a quarter pound of biscuit.
Is there a limit?
Doesn't say.
Must be.
Yeah.
Hello? Well, you got to hang on. We'll get there in a minute.
Quarter pound. Rudy's is offering a quarter pound of brisket for 32 cents. Let me get my syntax correct.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. All right. You go in there and give them 32 cents, they'll give you a quarter pound of
brisket.
That's right.
All right,
brisket. No. Man, I'm ciphering that. That's a pound of beef for a little over a buck.
Listen to you.
Golly.
Wow.
Well, there's got to be a limit, like you say. But, you know, bring the kids.
All right.
Yeah, bring the kids. He'll take 32 cents worth. Yeah,
the Duggar family walks in.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and give them 40 because you got a little tax in there. But, you know. Hello.
You know, in reference to these college students going down south for spring break, are all these students independently wealthy? I know I have to pay for my children's. Almost everything in college.
Yeah.
Seems like the parents might have a little bit to say about that. Don't give them enough money.
Dad.
But it's dad's credit card. Yeah. It's not real money.
Well, and money goes so much farther in Mexico. You can buy so much more over there. It's the great value, man. Like, that's why I'm going over there.
And isn't spring break the ultimate college student entitlement?
Hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Go to Port Aransas, folks. There you go. There's my plug. It's far away from Mexico, and it's a great time.
Get out. Just pull over to the side of the road. Get out and go, all right.
No, it's a wonderful place in spring break.
I didn't say that.
It's packed. It really is.
No offense, Tom, but let's analyze what just happened.
What?
A 60-something-year-old man just told a bunch of college students it's far from Mexico and it's a great time.
It is.
Go to Port A.
Yeah. Hey, no. You guys, I promise you that whole week, the beach will be packed. You won't be able to find a place to park. It will be packed.
Another reason it for me not to go.
No, really.
Keep unselling it. Okay, come on.
No, you can't. No, you will. Like I say, it's like Yogi Berra said, you know, no one ever goes there anymore. It's too crowded, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's the same thing.
But I would encourage you to sit on The shores of lovely, lovely Lake Bryan.
You know, but the caller's right, because to get to Mexico from even here, much less, you know, Dallas or someplace like that, you're talking about at least two tanks of gas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's $100 right now.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, need to tell the kids to stay away from Houston, Dallas, because there's murders there every day, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey, as far as Port Aransas goes, the sand down there is much better for building castles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why they got the sand.
Tom, are you planting callers now?
Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Bill. No, no, he's right. Yeah. Sandcastle building in Port Aransas is top notch.
Mm. Chase?
Yeah. I've read that in, what, Fodor's or something.
You ready? Yeah. You ready? Here's the condo where the 16 students are all staying.
Right. In a two-bedroom.
In a two-bedroom condo.
Well, yeah, just easy on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
And they wait until everybody gets...
Hey, man, did you hear? The head coach of Texas Tech's got a timeshare in Port A. We're going to stay there. Party.
So... they all get up, you know, they wait till they all wake up, so it's now 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And they're putting together a list of things to do today while they're in PA. And I know that the girl who says, let's go build sandcastles.
She gets kicked out later.
Oh, no. You don't know what she looks like building sandcastles, though, you know.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. If you're interested in restoring native grasses for grazing, there are several factors to be considered. Learn the positives and negatives of utilizing these native species this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Whether you're considering replacing the windows in your existing home or building a new home and you're looking for cost-effective and energy-efficient windows, call Intercon at 823-3639. Intercon offers windows for both new construction and for replacement that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. Call or come by Intercon and let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment by buying windows, which are among the very best available yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every day. So call Intercon today for a free quote with no pressure. Keep your home energy efficient throughout the year. Let the fine folks at Intercon help you with all your window needs. Call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Subway is the place that lets you build your better breakfast with all the flavors you choose. Start off with an irresistible steak, egg, and cheese. Then make it your own. Try it with toasty tomato or turn up the zest factor with banana peppers and jalapenos. Maybe Chipotle Southwest sauce for the finishing touch. All on warm and tasty flatbread. It's flat out delicious.
Products may vary. Breakfast available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
That was close.
Guys, come on. He's in here.
Jerry, you better come on out here and give us some of that Subway suck.
Nope.
Well, then, you're never using my stapler again.
I'm not here.
Well, then, you're never, ever, ever allowed to use my trash can basketball hoop.
Big whoop.
Get your own outrageously delicious Subway chicken cordon bleu. Back because you love it. Or try the fiery buffalo chicken and flavorific chicken and bacon ranch. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's have a look. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 76 for a high temperature today, tomorrow, and on Friday. Sunny skies out there. Low temperature each night, right around 50 or so. We've got a chance of some showers on Friday night at 20%. And then on Saturday, it's a 40% chance of rain with a high of 68. And about 64 and sunshine returning on Sunday. So temps ought to be nice. Right now, humidity is 63%. Winds are calm. We've got fair skies and 46 out there.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 7th annual tribute luncheon Thursday, March 10th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station. The luncheon will honor Stephanie Sale and Jim Singleton, longtime supporters of our community. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, please call 229-1200. Individual luncheon tickets are $40. Come celebrate with the Community Foundation and help raise funds for the foundation to be used for the betterment of our community. Tuesday, March 10th at the Hilton College Station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
As the standoffs in Wisconsin and other states continue, we are no longer getting civility lectures from President Obama or his stenographers in the state-run media. Apparently, a month after Gabrielle Giffords and 18 others were shot in Arizona, it's acceptable for the left to use Twitter to beg for somebody to assassinate Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. It's acceptable for a Wisconsin Democrat assemblyman to point to a Republican assemblywoman in her seat and yell, "You're effing dead," and take 3 days to apologize. It's also acceptable for an elected Massachusetts Democrat to tell union members to take to the streets and get a little bloody. On left-wing cable news shows, there's no footage of the protesters carrying signs comparing Walker to Hitler. And no one's blaming left-wing media personalities for stoking uncivil behavior. There's also no report from Homeland Security equating union members to terrorists, as opposed to what was reported about the Tea Party. Likewise, there's no mention of disenfranchised voters. Elected Democrats fled because they don't have the votes to prevail. In November, citizens went to the polls. They made a choice to replace Democrats. The Democrats, supposedly the champions of voting rights, are now resorting to bullying and running to deny voters in these states their right to prevail in elections. Republicans in Wisconsin's assembly have not resorted to lying, claiming protesters spit on them or yelled epithets as Democrats did when they passed Obamacare. The truth, it's a one-way street. Liberals avoid it like the plague.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Paid for by Stansbury & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:31, 49 degrees right now at the studios. High today in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The costs have been tabulated for last weekend's motel stay by Brazos County jury and their supervision by sheriff's officers. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says it was the first time since he was elected in 1997 a jury was held for 3 nights. Bills have been turned in totaling over $10,000. Two deputies supervised 1-4 of a local motel. Sheriff says jurors had short visits from family members and could make cell phone calls both in the presence of a deputy.
We did encourage them to bring things to keep themselves busy. So some brought books, others brought board games and cards. And we did set up the television in one room so that they could watch movies. And so we made it as comfortable as we could for them. through the course of the weekend, but still maintaining the judge's order.
A member of the panel considering a capital murder charge tells WTAW they were told without warning and without an explanation they were being sequestered. The juror says family members brought clothes and personal items to the courthouse and they were bused to the motel. Assistant District Attorney Kara Compte says if they would have been asked, they would have supported a request by defense lawyers allowing deliberations to continue.
The state, while we weren't given an opportunity at that point and did not voice an opinion, we were in agreement to any of those possibilities.
The staff of District Judge J.D. Langley says he would comment about the sequestration order after the appeals process and the case ran its course. On our website, you can hear more from the sheriff. Go to the interview page at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Motorists getting used to new navigation around the intersection of Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway have an additional obstacle. College Station police say all traffic signals are now on four-way flash. That means all traffic has to stop. The flashing signals are not only at the intersection, but also on Welborn, just south of Harvey Mitchell. The temporary change has police urging all drivers to approach the intersection with caution. Tuesday was the final installment of a 13-month series of meetings involving consultants working with the College Station School Board. Trustees President Randall Pitcock says among four topics of discussion were how the district gets the most student achievement for the money available.
How does our student success measure up? What are we spending per student in the district to achieve that level of success? And how do we rank amongst comparably sized and funded school districts, both on the success end and then how much we're spending per student.
2.5 hours of the four-hour meeting dealt with student achievement, particularly the performance of African-American students.
And whether that's in the tax test or any standardized testing, advanced placement courses, the number of students that are actually enrolled in advanced placement courses, SAT and ACT scores, and we've got a lot of programs in place that are addressing those needs, but we need to do more, and we completely realize that we're doing it with less because budget cuts that we're facing.
Other topics of discussion included the quality of all district employees and the future promotion of two high schools as equals. Year 6 of College Station's Duck Jam means year 1 of a new 5-year contract between the city and the festival promoter. City Council has approved $27,000 of in-kind services as well as giving up rental fees and concession revenue at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater, plus offering $15,000 in hotel-motel tax money if occupancy goals are met. In exchange, the city is the title sponsor, but Mayor Nancy Berry says local motels and hotels have to sell out for the group to receive the occupancy tax money.
They have to sell out every single hotel in the city for like 4 nights to get any kind of cash incentive from the city and so from the hotel motel tax.
Jess Fields voted against the new contract. Duck Jam is scheduled for the last weekend in April. It's a fundraiser for Ducks Unlimited to benefit wetland conservation. Headlining this year are the Bellamy Brothers. And the operator of a Houston daycare where 4 children died in a fire is facing a growing list of criminal charges. In court documents released Tuesday, investigators say surveillance video shows Jessica Tata was shopping at a Target store about a mile away from the facility when the fire started. Investigators believe Tata left the children alone, and Thursday's fire was started by a stovetop burner that had been left on. She's charged with reckless injury to a child. More charges are pending, but authorities say Tata has fled to her native Nigeria. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 50 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the old saying goes, a tax man cometh and I will reduce your property tax burden or you'll owe me nothing. Hi, I'm Brian Steven, owner of Paramount Property Analyst and licensed property tax consultant in Texas. With my 25 years experience in real estate appraisal, I'll provide you with the best consulting services today. If you're an investor, developer, or homeowner, I can save you money on your property taxes. I work on a contingency fee and have saved my clients hundreds of thousands of dollars. Save money. Call Property Tax Consultants today at 979-485-8537. That's 979-485-8537.
7:37, let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. That's 775-2-WAY.
We're still under the influences of high pressure, so we get a chance to enjoy more sunshine today. Temperatures somewhere between 70 and 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear with lows near 50 tonight. A sunny day is forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures, they'll be close to 75. Tomorrow night, it's going to start to cloud up. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds give way to occasional sunshine on Friday. Highs will be somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Baseball this afternoon, basketball tonight. Yeah, three Aggie teams are going at it today. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
All right, and Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Scott. Happy Texas Independence Day.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Well, before we start talking about your business, I believe you saw a familiar face there up in D.C. hanging around in the hallways.
Yeah, Ben Downs, the boss of Bryan Broadcasting, was there, and we actually got to hang out at the National Association of Broadcasters reception last night for a few minutes. And while we're talking about Ben, we need to talk about the ultimate boss down there. His wife, Lily had a birthday that's the anniversary of her 39th. On Monday.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Lily.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you. Hey, a big day yesterday for the Republicans in the House as you were able to pass a continuing resolution that keeps the government going for two more weeks.
That's correct. We passed a resolution that includes $4 billion in budget cuts from current spending levels and keeps the doors open until March 18th and gives us a chance to continue working with the Senate to get them to see the fact that we've got to reduce our spending levels.
Well, and the comments seem to be from the Senate that that they think that this is the way to go, at least for right now.
Well, at least for now. According to what Harry Reid said late yesterday afternoon, he hoped to have the our bill passed through the Senate and on the president's desk in 48 hours.
Now, I guess kind of give us an overview of the climate in D.C. then, if you will, because is this the new way that we're going to do this? Is 2 weeks at a time, 2 weeks at a time, like renewing the loan?
I sure hope not. If you think about renewing the CR, or renewing the funding of the government on two-week intervals, it makes it hard, especially for our military men and women, as they take care of the important work of the nation's security. It's hard for program managers to be able to properly plan. So what I would like to do is do what the House attempted to do week before last, and that's to pass a CR that gets us funded through September the 30th. And then we can go to working diligently on a long-term budget for this country.
As a member of this freshman class, you know, it's interesting. There were some fairly conservative individuals who voted against this continuing resolution, Michelle Bachmann among them, Ron Paul, Louis Gohmert from Texas. What is the thinking for them to not be on board with this cut?
I really don't know for sure what they were thinking. There is some conversation that Michelle Bachmann voted against it because it didn't defund Obamacare, but trust me, there are going to be multiple bites at the apple to attack Obamacare to make sure it never sees the light of day, either through the next continuing resolution or through other bills that come forward. So I'm not sure what's going on, but there will be an opportunity there will be multiple opportunities to get rid of these programs that are not adding value to the country and they're costing us billions.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. And, of course, this whole $2 billion a week type cuts, part of a larger package that the Republicans, I think, want to probably cut, what, $60 billion out. But there was a report yesterday from a guy named Zandi, who was, I think, an economic guru for the McCain campaign, who said this could cost hundreds of thousands of jobs. I'm sure you probably saw that report, and you got some thoughts on it?
Well, I do, and Zandi's ability to forecast is already highly discredited because he is the same economist who said that the stimulus bill would create millions of jobs when in actuality we lost 3 million jobs, even though we spent close to $1 trillion. You can't believe what Zandi says. On the other hand, if you listen to what Ben Bernanke said, he said he foresaw minimal job impact because of the billions of dollars of cuts that we need to get our budget back in, toward balance. And he also said that he also reaffirmed the fact that we do have to get our budget balanced over the next 5 to 10 years, or we're going to be in deep fiscal trouble.
Yesterday, Wall Street Journal had a copy of a report. Bill Flores joining us from D.C., by the way. The Wall Street Journal had a copy of a report that the General Accounting Office has put out. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday and again some today. I mean, 18 different federal programs spending $62 billion on food and nutrition assistance. There seems to be duplication of services throughout the federal government. Doesn't matter whether it was Republican administrations or Democrats, and Congresses from both parties were here when these things were put together. This is something that aggravates the heck out of me to think that we are wasting that kind of money.
Well, Scott, you're not the only person aggravated. There are a bunch of freshman Republicans up here that got elected because of this kind of silliness with precious taxpayer dollars. And we're going to do our best to go through and root these programs out and get them stopped. If you look at, for instance, transfer programs that transfer tax dollars to safety net programs, there are hundreds of those programs, and they overlap and they're duplicative. And some are just ripe with fraud and abuse, and we're going to go through and begin working through those to get those stamped out. At the end of the day, if you want to have a good safety net program, you'd have about four different themes that you try to address. One is temporary unemployment, another one is housing, another one is education. And then beyond that, you just need probably one program for each and then get rid of the rest.
Bill, you were obviously a successful guy in the energy industry before you went to Congress. I'd imagine you could probably take these numbers that we're seeing as far as oil and gas prices and probably have a pretty interesting insight. As we watch these prices climb at the gas pump, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen to the economy just as the economy is trying to get back on its feet. We're going to get hit with another adverse impact in the form of higher gas prices. I predict that we'll have $4 gas prices within the next 5 or 6 weeks. That's going to hurt because every dollar increase in the price of gas takes $120 billion of discretionary income out of the pockets of Americans and sends it overseas. And we didn't have to do this to ourselves. If we hadn't had the drilling moratorium in the Gulf of Mexico, if we hadn't handled the Middle East situation so awkwardly, I think we wouldn't have this today. And it's just a shame we're doing this to ourselves.
Now, what's your view on using our reserves?
Well, we've got lots of reserves in this country, and they're underground, and they need to be touched with a drill bit so we can produce them. And if you think about it, it produces jobs, it produces royalty income and lease bonus income for the federal government at a time when we've got severe budget problems. And it puts people to work. It addresses long-term energy security. So rather than trying to produce a strategic oil reserve, why don't we drill for the reserves that we have in the ground?
Now, we did get a permit, though.
We did get a permit, and it's interesting. Salazar is supposed to be testifying before the Natural Resources Committee, of which I'm a member of, in the next few days. And it's interesting how that drilling permit came out just in time for him to come talk to us about his moratoria.
Now, and why that particular permit? Have you got any insight into that?
I don't know.
Because it's in Louisiana, is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's a deepwater project that was underway and was suspended following the Macondo well blowout. And the project belongs to a company called Noble Energy. And I guess, I don't know all the details, but it appears that they were the first one through the chute in the permitting process to have a new permit issued.
You know, I don't know what the tipping point is for people when they start talking about gas prices and it becomes the most important thing, but when it happens, we always end up hearing these stories about, yeah, we know where there's some Arctic reserves, there's a gigantic field out there, but the oil industry is not going to do anything with it until they drive the price of oil up to, say, $125 or $140 a barrel. That way it's worthwhile for them to do that. Is that an argument that holds any water at all?
No, that's an inaccurate statement. I mean, we've got a lot of reserves in this country that are more than economical down at $70 and $80 gas prices. It's just that there's been a government fiat that has said you cannot drill our natural resources. I was talking with some of my fellow Republican freshmen a couple of days ago, and we asked ourselves, what other country that's resource-rich cuts itself off from its own energy supplies? We couldn't think of only one country, and that's the United States of America.
Yeah, the logic in it is I don't get it. Finally, let's talk for a minute about you held a town hall meeting here last Friday, and you held some others around the district. What were your thoughts, and what did you hear from people that might have surprised you?
Well, we had great turnouts. We had about 800 people that came across four different town hall meetings, and we tried something interesting. We passed out ballots with a picture of my voting card that the people of District 17 put in my hands. And I said, I want everybody to imagine that they're on the floor of the House and that they've got the opportunity to vote on these critical upcoming issues. And so we discussed what those issues are, the budget, deficit spending, the debt ceiling increase, the CR. And we said, now how would you vote after we had it? And we're compiling the results, and we'll have those results out a little bit later today. I'm interested to see how that turns out.
Yeah, I would think so. Bill Flores, a congressman, visits with us on most Wednesdays. You can hear the interview archived at our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, Bill.
Scott, appreciate it. Ask our listeners to pray for our country and our military.
Certainly will do. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank. Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
Can the animal kingdom teach us anything about the struggles we face in real life? Well, I think so. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I read a story about four young barn owls that were found under a bridge in Denver, Colorado. They were only 8 weeks old and had been abandoned by their parents. They simply would not have survived in that cold weather on their own. Meanwhile, in another part of the city, the Denver Rescue Mission was helping men get off the streets by sending them to a rural rehab center called Harvest Farm. There they learned to break the cycle of addiction and poverty and develop the skills they need to be self-sufficient. It was a match made in heaven. The owls were brought to a raptor center in Fort Collins where they were able to recover while the men at Harvest donated food for the birds. The parallels between the owls and the men at Harvest Farm were amazing. After a few weeks of rehabilitation, the four young owls were ready to be released, and it was decided that Harvest Farm was the perfect spot. Judy Sherples, executive director of the Raptor Center, said, "Our mission statement has always been a second chance of freedom for the raptors. The Denver Rescue Mission's concept is to give a second chance to people. So this made so much sense to release the owls there. What a beautiful picture it must have been as those owls took flight. Hope and inspiration can come from anywhere. All we need to do is look for it. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. If you're like most Americans who move or refinance every 7 years, I've got great news. It's our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage, and the rate today on this great program is an incredible 3.75%, APR 3.52%. It's locked in until the year 2018. After that, the rate may adjust once per year. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-8011 or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rate is subject to change. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One more time, good Wednesday morning, everybody. Let's take a look at sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Aggie baseball team will play the Bronx of UT Pan American again today after the Aggies won yesterday 4-1. Brandon Wood got a 2-run single in the sixth inning. They broke a 1-1 tie and the Aggies win, go to 7-1 for the year. Left-hander Esteban Rigas got his first career start, worked 5 innings, struck out 6, gave up 3 hits, including a home run for the Broncos' only run. Yankees out-hit UT Pan Am 6-3. Now the series finishes this afternoon. 3:05 is the first pitch. Lefty Dylan Mendoza will start for the Yankees, and you can hear the game right here on 1620. We'll have our pregame starting at 2:45. Afternoon midweek baseball. Basketball teams are both in Kansas. The 22nd-ranked men trying to do what few teams have been able to do, win at Lawrence, Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse. You know, until Texas beat KU at Allen on January the 22nd, it was the Aggies of 2007, the last visitor to win there. In between, 69 straight home wins for the Jayhawks. Of course, it's a special homecoming for Coach Mark Turgeon, returning to the court where he grew up a KU fan and then played for the Jayhawks on a Final Four team.
Playing in the Final Four and as a player playing in the Final Four is pretty great memory. Won a few championships, cut down a few nets, things like that. It was fun. Just the whole thing was kind of a blast for a guy growing up in Kansas, and no one ever thought you'd play there. To play there was pretty fun.
A&M has five seniors. B.J. Holmes says that he and Nathan Walkup have talked about their leadership.
I think me and Nate talked a little bit, you know, after that stretch, you know, and we sort of took it upon ourselves to get the guys going in practice, you know, because practice wasn't going as good as we wanted it to. And, you know, that's where it starts at in practice. And, you know, the intensity picked up. And, you know, a lot of the young guys really took it upon themselves to, you know, take accountability for their actions and things like that. So, you know, but me and Nate, you know, we don't want our senior year to go out like, you know, we don't want it to. So I think we have a lot to do with that, and, you know, we take it upon ourselves every day to get the guys going.
It's senior night at Kansas, and they can gain sole possession of first place in the Big 12 with one game to play if they win. They are looking for their seventh straight regular season Big 12 title. Tip-off at 8, and you can hear the game right here on 1620. Last night in the Big 12, Nebraska beat Missouri 69-58, and the Tigers dropped to 1-7 in Big 12 road games. Now, that Missouri loss did guarantee A&M at least a fourth seed and a bye in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, so that was good for the Aggies. Kansas State basketball coach Frank Martin underwent successful arthroscopic knee surgery for a torn cartilage. The school said that he expected to be at practice today and on the sideline Saturday when the Wildcats close out their regular season at home against Iowa State. He had this surgery the day after returning from Austin after Kansas State beat Texas. Fifth-ranked A&M women are at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan tonight at 7 to take on a Kansas State team that really needs to build their NCAA resume. They've lost 4 out of their last 6, and they're 8-6 in the Big 12, and they need a win, a signature win over a top-5 opponent to help them get into the NCAAs. The Aggies are in second place in the Big 12. If they could run the table by beating Kansas State tonight and Nebraska at Reed Arena and then win the Big 12 tournament with maybe a win over Baylor, and all of this could happen, folks, well, the Aggies could get a number-1 seed in the NCAA tournament, and that's what they're aiming at. Starts tonight in the Little Apple at 7. We'll have the game for you on 11:50 a.m. with the pregame starting at 6:45. Houston Rockets won their fifth straight last night by beating the Portland Trailblazers 103-87. Kyle Lowry and Luis Scola scored 21 points each. Memphis took advantage of San Antonio's 22 turnovers, and the Grizzlies upset the Spurs last night 109-93. Of course, the Spurs were playing without Tony Parker, who's injured. Jason Kidd notched a triple-double last night, and the Mavericks beat Philadelphia 101-93. Barry Bonds has pleaded not guilty for a fourth time to charges that he lied to a grand jury when he denied knowing taking steroids. The renewed plea was required after prosecutors revised their indictment for a second time since the original indictment was unsealed in November of 2007. And finally, Louisville coach Rick Pitino has told the male cheerleader, who is now infamous for his ball toss, to enjoy your moment of glory. Pitino says he talked to cheerleader Jordan Alcazar a few hours after Alcazar gave Pittsburgh a chance to force a second overtime on Sunday. Alcazar jumped on the floor before the game ended and grabbed the ball and threw it up in the air. The Cardinals were hit with a technical. Pittsburgh made 2 shots and then tried a desperation 3 that would have tied it again, but it missed. Pitino says there's no hard feelings and told Alcazar to have some fun with it. Your children will be able to keep the video footage. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:56. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Now is the time to get your swimming pool fixed, and the Pool Guy is there for you. The Pool Guy does pool renovations, including replastering, retiling, recoping, service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, parts, equipment, chemical sales. With over 26 years' experience, the Pool Guy gives you superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products. Whether it's time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need supplies, call the Pool Guy today, 575-6200. That's 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What's going on in Libya? They don't want any part of. Thousands fleeing into Tunisia, but other Libyans rally around Muammar Gaddafi in Tripoli as he speaks out again while his forces keep battling rebels. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Yeah, Libya's leader blaming Al-Qaeda for the fighting, alleging it's all a foreign conspiracy to seize Libya's oil. Speaking in Tripoli, Gaddafi said if America invades, thousands of Libyans would die defending their country. He said he won't quit, but could make constitutional changes to avoid conflict. Right now, two more U.S. warships are transiting the Suez Canal bound for Libya, one of them the helicopter carrier USS Kearsarge. Dave?
Alistair, Congress wants more time to fight over money. The Senate poised to join the House extending short-term funding. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live on Capitol Hill.
Dave, Senate passage is expected in a couple of hours. It will keep the government funded through March 18th.
It's obvious that we would want more than 2 weeks.
But Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid will take this deal. As for what to do when the 2 weeks are up...
We don't want to shut the government down, but we want to cut spending.
Virginia's Eric Cantor says he and fellow Republicans in the House wanted those spending cuts this fiscal year. Democrats say... the cuts must be smart and targeted, not just across the board, Dave.
Rich, Pope Benedict is exonerating the Jews in the killing of Christ, laying out his reasons in a new book that Jewish people should not be blamed or persecuted, as others believe, for Jesus' death. Charlie Sheen is lamenting...
at this moment, on live television, I do not know where my children are.
That's on NBC this morning. Because Sheen's two twin boys were removed from his house last night by court order, his estranged wife claims they shouldn't be raised in an environment where he calls epic parties going on. Tennis star Serena Williams hospitalized in Los Angeles. People magazine reports she had a blood clot in her lungs requiring emergency care. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. If you're like most Americans who move or refinance every 7 years, I've got great news. Quicken Loans has a program with an interest rate that's much lower than the current rate on a 30-year mortgage. That great low rate is locked for the first 7 years of your loan. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage, and the rate today on this great program is an incredible 3.75%, APR 3.52%. That's right, it's locked in until the year 2018. After that, the rate may adjust once per year. Are you really willing to pay thousands of extra dollars in interest on a 30-year fixed for the next 84 months just to know what your rate will be on a mortgage you may not even have in the year 2018? I sure wouldn't. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. Helping you get the right mortgage for your specific situation. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate is subject to change. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
At Homestead Senior Care, we're proud to have begun our 10th year of service to families in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, owner of Homestead in Bryan College Station. Now more than ever, seniors prefer to age in the comfort of their own homes. The sights, the sounds, and the smells of home are special to all of us, especially seniors. With hundreds of thousands of hours of experience right here in the Brazos Valley, our caregivers have enriched the lives of thousands of local seniors while helping their families find more time in their own busy schedules. Call us today at 268-6880 to see why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
Even though it doesn't feel like it yet, lawnmowing season is just around the corner. Hi, this is David inviting you to our third annual tent sale March 4th and 5th at Hogan's Trucks. We'll have refreshments and a special demo area for all our zero turns by Cub, Hustler, Ferris, and our Kawasaki handheld. We're offering 0% financing for up to 36 months. And if you can't make it that weekend, come on in early. We'll hold the tent sale prices all to you. This is David at Hogan's Trucks, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to find the ideal assisted living residence, dental care, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for seniors, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595, Brazos Wellness Magazine. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, The Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 51 degrees right now at the studios, 75 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. At least one member of the jury that completed its duty in a Brazos County capital murder trial was not happy being confined to a motel room last weekend. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
One member of the panel tells WTAW they were told without warning and without an explanation they were being sequestered. The juror said family members brought clothes and personal items to the courthouse, then they were bused to the motel. The staff of District Judge J.D. Langley says he would comment about the sequestration order after the appeals process and the case ran its course. Assistant District Attorney Kara Conte says if they would have been asked, they would have supported a request by defense lawyers allowing deliberations to continue.
The defense had requested that the jury be allowed to continue to deliberate later Friday than 6 o'clock, as well as to be able to come back and deliberate Saturday and or Sunday if that became necessary. Those requests were all denied.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says the total bill for staffing, lodging, and meals was over $10,000. Kirk says it was the sixth time since he was elected in 1997 there's been a sequestration, but the first time it lasted three nights.
They can and did have an opportunity to use a phone to call family members, but there was always a deputy right there to listen to make sure that they weren't violating the order. We actually, in this particular case, allowed families to come up and visit. Again, they did that in the presence of a deputy.
Kirk says jurors brought board games and books to stay busy. On our website, you can hear more from the sheriff. Go to the interview page at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Police asking you to use caution in the area of Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Traffic signals have been put on red flash as part of TxDOT implementing a traffic lane switch. Signals are on four-way red flash at the intersection, and a new signal light has been installed on Welborn just south of Harvey Mitchell, which is also on red flash. A red flashing signal, of course, should be treated like a stop sign. For the last 13 months, College Station School Board has met with consultants in a grant-funded series of meetings to improve the district. Tuesday was the final gathering, and Trustees President Randall Pitcock says 2.5 hours of the four-hour session addressed improving student achievement. Much of that discussion focused on African Americans, who make up 15% of the student body in CSISD.
What we're saying and what we're recognizing is the movement has been forward. There's been times when it's been backwards, but for sure it hasn't been enough, and it needs to be more. And I think Eddie Colson and his staff are more than up for the challenge, and we recognize that we need to make big gains with our African-American students.
Another discussion point was the quality of district employees. Other topics included the fiscal responsibility of getting the best academic performance for the available money, as well as the future promotion of two high schools in CSISD. An update from a story we brought to you earlier this week. We told you College Station police were on the lookout for a dog that had escaped custody at the Brazos Animal Shelter over the weekend that was wanted in an animal bite case. The Chihuahua Dachshund Cross, known as Basil, has been safely located. The entertainment lineup's been announced for College Station's 6th annual Duck Jam Festival. This year's festival marks major changes in the relationship between festival organizers and the city. The city council at its last meeting voted on a new 5-year agreement with a local promoter. The city gives up more than $8,000 in income and offers the promoter $15,000 in hotel-motel occupancy tax money. The city's also providing $27,000 of in-kind services toward the event. In return, the promoter lists the city as the title sponsor. Councilman Jess Fields was the lone no vote. Mayor Nancy Berry voted yes.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme Lawn and Garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Are you one of the 25 million people who suffer from the painful, ugly discomfort from varicose veins? I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I've been treating varicose veins for the past 30 years and performed over 200 venous closure procedures. This treats the underlying cause of varicose veins, venous reflux. This procedure is done in our office and is covered by Medicare and most insurance providers. Come see us at our new location across from the Face Place at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway, Suite 100, or call 979-696-8346. Check our website at CentralTexasVeinCenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain.
Hey, let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We'll see plenty of sunshine across the region for this afternoon. A high in the low to mid 70s, mainly clear tonight. A low near 50, more sunshine for tomorrow. A high in the mid 70s, increasingly cloudy for tomorrow night. A low in the upper 50s. We'll see occasional sunshine on Friday with a high in the low to mid 70s. Possible showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Otherwise, lots of clouds with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm Steve Lacy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Steve Lacy. I haven't heard Steve before. Steve, somebody new and different?
Relatively new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And relatively different.
Yeah. I apologize. I cut off your newscast.
That's the worst thing that happens to me today. I'll be okay.
Okay, that's fine. But while you guys have a minute,
if you'd alert security, there's somebody here who says he's Jason Bielinski. I haven't seen him in so long, I don't know what he looks like.
There's the rub.
Zing!
A little older, a little heavier, I believe. So.
Anyway, just extenuating circumstances, stuff that was happening Wednesdays in your world. And so you're finally here. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be back.
And guys, guess what?
What?
He brought us prizes to give away.
Really?
He did, as a matter of fact.
What, like... Mayor for a day, compost, what?
Huh? Breakfast tacos?
Better. Yeah. Better. Well, breakfast tacos are pretty good. So, Mayor for the day, not sure. But I've got four tickets to tomorrow night's performance at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. These are VIP tickets and VIP parking pass to see Sugarland. So,
right.
I'm sure you've got some wonderful listeners out there would like to take advantage of this. And I attended last night's performance, the opening night, and I wanted to just mention a few of the area kids that participate in the calf scramble. Okay. We had Michael Franklin from Rudder FFA and Anthony Ville from Rudder FFA, David Wiganoski from Rudder FFA, and then from right down the road south of us here, Heather Wenzel from Navasota FFA. And forgive me for mentioning this if I'm wrong, but David Wiganoski was probably one of the first kids to pull in his calf. So I've known his family for a long time, and so I was proud to see him and his success last night. And wasn't sure it was going so fast and furious. I was trying to take notes here. If Michael or Anthony or Heather pulled in a calf, I congratulate them also. But it was wild and furious. They actually had an injury on the calf last night.
Oh, really?
For one of them. They had to cart one off on a stretcher. So I think one kid got the best of it. But but it's always for a good cause. And so if there's someone that'd like to go down tomorrow night, and it's a 6:45 performance. With the rodeo start, but then the concert starts probably about 2 hours later.
Okay.
And I also want to mention, got to plug the local folks here, our local livestock show starts March 25th through the 29th. So I encourage everyone to go out and support the local 4-H'ers and FFA kids here in Brazos County at the livestock show here at the Expo Center.
Absolutely.
In a couple weeks.
Participate in that.
I'll leave these tickets with you.
Good.
Y'all
excellent.
Give them out as
we
you
will.
Please.
Yeah, that'll be good stuff. Hey, let's talk again. It's been a while since you've been here, so we've got a lot of things to handle. But let's start first and foremost with something I know you were talking about on the TV last week, and that is where you stand right now with the animal shelter.
At our March 8th meeting coming up here in a week or so, we're going to, as a council, look at all the options. We've had an advisory committee get together over the past few months and look at some options, whether we continue with the Brazos Animal Shelter, whether we start a new relationship with another provider, or whether the city with by itself or with Brazos County or with the city of Colorado Station starts up another animal shelter. So those are the options that we've been looking at. And they did make a recommendation back a few weeks ago, to move forward with the city operating the shelter, but that was an advisory committee recommendation. That wasn't the city council's recommendation. So we are now going through all the information. We'll get a report from the staff, from the advisory committee, talk about some of the options, look at some of the details, and find out their reasoning behind their decision. And then the council, probably over the next 60 days, will make a decision on our future with animal control and with the shelter and how we're going to provide housing for the animals of Bryan.
Okay, and, you know, I ask this on any number of questions. As one member of council, what is your feeling? I think the advisory council says by unanimous vote that the city should run their own shelter. So as one member of council, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was a unanimous vote, and I would like to talk with those advisory members at that March 8th meeting and find out what their thought process was behind that unanimous decision. You know, we've got to do what's best for the citizens of Bryan and for the animals of Bryan. You know, the cost went up 105% this past year, so it was prudent on the council and the staff to look into options. You know, anytime costs go up at that nature, you need to look at the costs incurred and whether the value is right there for any issue. We've looked at that. I'm not saying that I think all of us would agree that what we've paid in years past has been probably below what we should have been paying, so we realize that, and we understand it costs a lot to shelter these animals for 3 days. So we need to provide that service to the citizens. By all means, as one member of the council, I don't want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars more for the same service. So I want to look at it. I want to find the best deal, the best value for the citizens, and you know, whether that means continuing with the Brazos Animal Shelter then we'll do that. If that's city-run or in partnership with someone else, then that's something we'll look at. But, again, the council hasn't made a final decision, and you know, I don't want to spend more money for the same service we've had in previous years. So we've got some things we need to work out with the Brazos Animal Shelter, and we've been working with them for many, many years, and appreciate that partnership there. And again, it's prudent that we work with Colla Station and with Brazos County. You know, there's power in numbers there and savings in numbers. So we need to look at those partners and try to work something out together with those entities. But, you know, I always say it's sometimes better for the city not to be in every business. You know, we're in some businesses that we shouldn't be in at this point that we're going to be looking at doing away with in the next year or so. But and I think the animal business is probably best served elsewhere, you know, in providing those services to the citizens.
So basically you think that, again, and many people have said LaSalle Hotel is the first thing that people hop on. You know, the city probably should not have done that. We're in tougher economic times now than that decision was made. So am I hearing you say that that having an entity, an animal shelter, that the city's not having to actually run day in, day out would be a better position as far as you're concerned?
I think if the city can focus on core services and providing those services to the citizens at an effective rate, that's important. And if we can provide find a provider that can provide good services for a fair price, Scott, I think that's something we need to look at. And absolutely, we're not shutting the door on the Brazos Animal Shelter. There's some things we need to work out with them, but, you know, hopefully we can get those worked out. You know, we did do an RFP, and we didn't get a proposal back from the animal shelter for various reasons, but I'm hoping over the next 60 days we can get some things worked out with them where the city's not having to go into their own business. And as for the hotel, would love to do an RFQ here in the next few months and possibly look at some options for folks helping us market and possibly selling that property. You know, maybe the best use for that hotel is not a hotel. Maybe it's office space. Maybe it's condo space. But there's a lot of things that the city probably needs to divulge itself out of and not get into. And that's something we'll look at in the next few months.
Jason Majewski joined us this morning, the mayor of Bryan. The biomedical corridor, obviously this is something that is moving along. All you got to do is drive down 47 and see it. Couple of things first. Let's talk about Mike Sutherland was here 2 weeks ago. He termed it a bridge to nowhere, and that was an overpass over 47 that would lead into the entrance of the Health Science Center. So I'd kind of like to get your take on that, because Bryan is going to have to spend some money. There's going to have to be some bucks coming out of the Bryan budget when it comes to that.
Well, we received a $9 million grant from TxDOT here back summer of 2010. For an overpass at Highway 47 Health Science Center Parkway there. It was a safety issue, you know, and it was high importance to the city of Bryan and to the region for this biomedical corridor. So I call it the bridge to the biomedical future of the Brazos Valley, the Research Valley here. In partnership with Texas A&M University, the system, City of Colla Station, Brazos County, and all the other private and public sector entities in there, we're, you know, looking at options to come up with our match portion of that project. But not only is it a safety issue in getting in and out of the Health Science Center corridor, but helps the future development of all of that area for our biomedical corridor. And we've got several businesses right now, Scott, that we're working with that are going to be locating out there this year and future years. So it's important that we get our infrastructure in place for the future development of that area. Those jobs that are going to be provided, the one company we're talking with right now that's pretty much for sure for that corridor, you're looking at $70,000 to $100,000 plus wages, 200 jobs. So in a tough economy, when we've got people that are being laid off and folks that are being you know, downsized and looking for other employment options, it's our job as leaders of this community to find high-wage opportunities and job opportunities for our community at all levels. And this is one way we're doing so in the biomedical corridor between the partnership of all the cities and the Research Valley Partnership.
Now, that's a $12 million bridge. What's Bryan's part now going to be, so people will understand how much Bryan's going to have to pay?
The local match. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily Bryan's match. It's a local match. Okay. For whomever is going to participate. It's $3 million.
Okay. And it may not all be paid by Bryan. Is that basically what you're inferring there?
We're hoping all our private and public sector partners will all pitch in on that deal.
Okay. The other portion is a little curve right where if you drive the road, if you come off university and you go right there at 47, there's a chunk of land there that's kind of one of those little little patchwork deals. It's in the city limits of College Station, yet land that's owned by Brian. Y'all have had a meeting about that, and tell me where we are as far as that goes.
Yes, we've got the city of Brian's got about 148 acres that resides in the city limits of College Station that was bought years ago with Traditions acquisition and also with the Health Science Center project there. So we've got some land in there that we can develop, we can sell off, help recoup some of the investments we've put into that west side development. And so we're wanting to partner with the city of College Station in some of the infrastructure improvements for the, to that area, and also partner with them in doing a split on the tax revenue that's generated from that property with businesses that locate out there.
So my understanding is you've brought the infrastructure right up as far as you can, which is the city limits of College Station, and then from there on, there hasn't been the infrastructure development that's necessary.
But we've still got sections of Health Science Center Parkway, about $3 to $4 million that needs to be completed, that will help us, you know, develop that corridor and College Station there. So I think it's pertinent for the continued success of the biomedical corridor that both cities work together, and College Station's been very willing to partner with the city of Brian on that and forming a municipal district. It's got to receive legislative support by Senator Ogden and Representative Brown in Austin. So we're working that through the Austin hoops right now as we speak, and then I'm hoping in the next 30 days we'll have everything set up, and then we'll look at some of the interlocal agreements on sharing the property tax and the sales tax revenue that's generated from any development on that 148 acres. And we're also working with City of College Station on some land that resides in the city limits of Brian across the street. And there's about 40 acres there that's also thrown into the pot.
Just that's what happens when cities bump up against each other, I guess. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Just a final word on the biomedical corridor. It's probably one of the biggest things we've participated in my lifetime, I assume here. So this is a project that's important for the future of our community here, and it's important that all the communities and entities work together on this, and you'll see a lot of success happening out there on the west side in the next few years. So this is a critical form of economic development here, and I'm very excited about it, and I know the two city councils are very excited about it, and we're hoping for a lot of success out there. Sorry I haven't been here in past weeks.
It's okay.
But I'm sure you've enjoyed the opportunity to visit with some of our other council members.
Always
a good
thing.
They've enjoyed the opportunity to visit with you. So,
yep. Good thing.
Always
all right.
Great.
Great.
Thanks.
All right. We'll give the tickets away, too. Thanks a lot. That's
Thanks for
Jason
having
Bansky. Us. He's the Mayor Brian. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.
Aggie Reports brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital's an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Today's Aggie Report in a moment. Are you a weekend warrior? Then you'll be interested in the 16-game weekend package that includes every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday home game, including Texas and Baylor, for Aggie baseball. Don't miss a single pitch. As an added bonus, call the Holiday Inn Aggieland to receive a special rate when purchasing the Weekend Warrior package. To purchase the Weekend Warrior plan, visit AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. The season's underway. Aggie baseball, this is home. Texas A&M baseball's got one more game left with the University of Texas Pan American. That's at 3:05 today over at Olson. This weekend, the team's going to be at the Minute Maid Classic. That will be down in Houston, the Minute Maid Ballpark. We'll start out on Friday, play again Saturday and Sunday. More about that on the programs coming up on Thursday and Friday. Yesterday, Coach Childress talked about the recent groundbreaking that we had for the new renovation of Olson Field. Today I'll ask him about a specific individual who we had on broadcast last year. Perhaps you heard Steve Morris when he came on and visited with us, but about Steve Morris and the drive that he led in order to get this renovation underway and make it a reality.
You know, it's kind of neat, Steve Morris Center talking to me as we got through with that groundbreaking. He did not go to Texas A&M, but I'm convinced now that he is an Aggie. And he shared a lot of things about how he was so impressed with the A&M family. And he did a good job in spearheading that campaign.
He was the one that got us off the ground, and Steve and his wife Karen have become very good friends of Amanda and I's. And, you know, he's led from the front in this entire thing, and for a left-handed hitting infielder that played at Texas Tech to do what he's done and got us to the point that we are now, we'll forever be grateful. And, you know, he wants to see us do well, you know, not only on the field but off the field as well, but really feel like this new facility is going to give us every opportunity we need. And, you know, if for some reason we don't get it done, there's no one else to blame. We've got all the resources here at Texas A&M to be a perennial power year in, year out, and that's where you want to be.
I guess the other thing, too, is you've got to have patience in waiting for this all to be complete, and you'd like to have it completed tomorrow because it's going to be so nice.
It really is, and, you know, last year was tough for the season in that we had the parking lot construction underway, and the fans, you know, albeit had a right to be upset. We got that parking lot done just in time for summer school, and, you know, they had to do a lot of hoofing it to get over here to the games. This year the parking lot is completed, but there is going to be some dust throughout this season, but dust is progress, and I can't wait to, you know, see this, you know, a lot of equipment moving and but still making it as nice as we can make it for the fans, but understanding, you know, that we are making improvements and it's going to be something special when we open up in 2012.
Texas A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress. 3:05 today, University of Texas Pan American at beautiful Olson. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
In celebration of Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday, the theater company is proud to present his masterwork, Follies, considered one of the greatest musicals produced on Broadway. Don't miss your chance to see it before it's presented at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., starring musical theater legend Bernadette Peters. The theater company's production of Follies is underwritten by Robert and Shirley Borden and Alan Bryant and boasts a stellar cast of local talent. Get your tickets online for Follies at theatercompany.com or call the Arts Council at 696-ARTS.
Well, the theater company has it going again. It started last weekend, and it finishes this weekend. It's called Follies, and it's a great, great musical with some great local talent. Recently, Penny Zint on Brazos Valley Arts, which airs here on the weekends, visited with Randy Wilson about the show that's going on right now. It's called Follies. Here's Penny and Randy.
Again, I chose it. I got to see Follies, the first New York preview, in 1970 when I was... 12.
When you were 12, exactly.
And so I've always, we did it with the Arts Council about, I guess about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
A concert version. And so I've never done it fully staged. So it's been a great honor to do it. This is Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday, his 80th year. So we're doing it because of that.
Oh, okay. And you got a fabulous crew assembled one more
yes,
time.
Yes, we do. We have Mark Bendixson and Stacey Erskine, Amy Hens, J. Paul Teal, Mandy Walker, Stephanie Du Hancock, and there's a cast of probably 30 people.
Wow.
It's a huge show. It's a story of a Follies showgirls getting together for one last time because the theater's being torn down.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then their ghosts inhabit the theater. So it's just cast upon cast upon cast, and the costumes are remarkable. Linda Bates is doing the costumes for that.
And she does such a marvelous job.
Oh my gosh. She loves it. The Magnificent Set is by Sarah Miller and Jim Rosales. Woody Lee's doing a rock and roll light show. It's already like 200 cues, so it's massive. Nanette Pope is in charge of the music, and it's Stephen Sondheim's most accessible score. He takes on all the Broadway forms of Gershwin and all that and kind of copies them.
Okay.
And so it's exciting music. And then Adrian Dobson is doing the choreography, and it goes from ghost ballets to big tap numbers. So it's everything that a musical should be.
And a little more because it's all our local folks that are doing it. And that's always fun to go see your friends and neighbors out there. Okay, then March 4th through the 6th, and concert times, or I call it concert times,
you got a flute mind.
That's right. The show opens at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night, and there are matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2. So you've got all these wonderful times, and all we need now are people to come down, and this is another one that's probably going to sell out.
Well, I hope so. It's interesting. It's only being done in two places this year. One's our theater, the theater company, and then the Kennedy Center is going to do it in May.
And tickets are very, very reasonable, folks. It's $12 for adults and $5 for kids. Now, the only limitation is the fact that the theater can't seat everybody all at one time. And the way that it works, folks, is that season ticket holders get preferential seating. Right. So you have to come and sort of stand in line. So you want to get there early.
You can get tickets for Follies at the Arts Council building on Dartmouth and College Station or online at theatercompany.com. Four more shows of the Follies at the Theater Company. It'll be fun. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 832, 54 degrees right now at the studios. High today, mid-70s, very nice once again. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. They sell and service fun across from Ducky's on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The costs have been tabulated for last weekend's motel stay by a Brazos County jury and their supervision by sheriff's officers. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says it was the first time since he was elected in 1997 a jury was held for three nights. Bills had been turned in totaling over $10,000. Two deputies supervised 1-4 of a local motel. Sheriff says jurors had short visits from family members and could make cell phone calls both in the presence of a deputy.
We did encourage them to bring things to keep themselves busy, so some brought books, others brought board games and cards, and we did set up the television in one room so that they could watch movies, and so we made it as comfortable as we could for them through the course of the weekend, but still maintaining the judge's order.
A member of the panel considering a capital murder charge tells WTAW they were told without warning and without an explanation they were being sequestered. The juror says family members brought clothes and personal items to the courthouse and they were bused to the motel. Assistant District Attorney Kara Compte says if they would have been asked, they would have supported a request by defense lawyers allowing deliberations to continue.
The state, while we weren't given an opportunity at that point and did not voice an opinion, we were in agreement to any of those possibilities.
The staff of District Judge J.D. Langley says he would comment about the sequestration order after the appeals process and the case ran its course. On our website, you can hear more from the sheriff. Go to the interview page at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Drivers getting used to new navigation around the intersection of Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway have an additional obstacle. College Station police report all traffic signals are now on four-way red flash, meaning all traffic has to stop. That's not only on the intersection, but also at Welborn, just south of Harvey Mitchell. The temporary change does have police urging you to approach the intersection with caution. Tuesday was the final installment of a 13-month series of meetings involving consultants working with the College Station School Board. Trustees President Randall Pitcock says among four topics of discussion was how the district gets the most student achievement for the money available.
How does our student success measure up? What are we spending per student in the district to achieve that level of success? And how do we rank amongst comparably sized and funded school districts, both on the success end and then how much we're spending per student?
2.5 hours of the four-hour meeting dealt with student achievement, particularly the performance of African-American students.
And whether that's in the tax test or any standardized testing, advanced placement courses, the number of students that are actually enrolled in advanced placement courses, SAT and ACT scores, and you know, we've got a lot of programs in place that are addressing those needs, but we need to do more, and we completely realize that we're doing it with less because budget cuts that we're facing.
Other topics of discussion included the quality of all district employees and the future promotion of two high schools as equals. Year 6 of College Station's Duck Jam means year 1 of a new 5-year contract between the city and the festival promoter. City Council has approved $27,000 worth of in-kind services, as well as giving up rental fees and concession revenues at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater, and $15,000 in hotel-motel tax money if occupancy goals are met. Mayor Nancy Berry says those motels and hotels, though, have to sell out to receive the promoters to receive that occupancy tax money.
They have to sell out every single hotel in the city
for like four nights to get any kind of cash incentive from the city, and so from the hotel motel tax.
In exchange, the city is the title sponsor. Six council members voted for the resolution. Jess Fields was the lone no vote. Duck Jam is scheduled for the last weekend in April. It's a fundraiser for Ducks Unlimited. Headliner, by the way, for this year, that's the Bellamy Brothers. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 54 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Polaris Fund Center. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has what you need when you need it. For riding off-road, to work, hunt, or play, there's a Polaris ATV or side-by-side built for you. Polaris has the most complete lineup in the industry, and you can see them all now at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Choose from a wide range of sportsman ATVs for solo or two-up riding, many with new styling and performance upgrades. Looking for a side-by-side? For 2011, there are nine Ranger models, including the new midsize Ranger 500 EFI, and models available in gas, electric, and now diesel power. For razor-sharp performance, go with the trail-capable Razor 800 or dune-dominating Razor S800, now with aggressive new styling. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan also offers fast, friendly, convenient service and parts for all your Polaris products. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. We sell and service fun, not tractors. 1517 South Texas Avenue, across from Ducky's, near the Bend in Bryan.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
It's your chance to sample over 30 local restaurants in one place with one ticket. The BCS Chamber of Commerce presents the Epicurean Extravaganza Tuesday, March 8th. Local restaurants are ready for you to sample their signature dishes inside the Brazos County Expo Complex. Save $5 with advance tickets or buy a premium pass for early admission. For tickets, call the Chamber at 260-5200 or visit us on the web at bcschamber.org. Sponsored by the Chamber, HEB, and the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association.
Let's do some weather, because we've got some. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine will continue across the region for the balance of the day. We'll find temperatures somewhere between 70 and 75 this afternoon. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight, lows near 50. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. We'll enjoy an afternoon high of 75. The outlook for tomorrow night, clouds will increase. Lows will be 55 to 60. On Friday, clouds give way to some sun. Highs Friday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, boys.
Yes, sir.
These are some pretty good tickets.
Yeah. Not only probably where they are, but I don't know how many country music fans we have out there, but Sugarland's about as hot a group as there is right now.
And, you know, it's got Miller Lite, Green Lite, Green Lot parking ticket to go along with it. This is a pretty good... Guys, we don't have a prize to give away now.
Yeah, really.
I was going to say, have fun, Scott.
I lost them.
No, I do.
Oh, God, it'll be Scott and his plumber there.
Yeah, no kidding. You know it.
Exactly, yeah. And my future contractor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Anyhow, wow.
So, sorry, Scott, Tom, and Jackie.
Yeah. Those are good tickets. We'll give them away.
Chase, Tom, and Jackie.
I got to figure out figure out a way to do it, but those are good tickets. I'll find a.
And when's the show?
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
So we do have. You can't go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Sorry, a mouthful of coffee, I was thinking we don't really have time to, you know.
No, not too much. But
come up with a rip roaring contest.
I'll come up with a question. Hello. Yeah. Yes.
I never won nothing. Yeah.
Hello.
I thought you said you just wanted to give them to me.
No, I didn't say that. I appreciate you thinking that, but now that...
We could do Tradio, you know, interesting trades.
Trade up? Yeah, what would you give us in trade for this?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Can we make it a charitable thing, or...
Hey, now,
can
Tom,
we sell them?
Why
you
want
to be altruistic about this, man? I'm trying to score some swag.
Yeah. These ain't breakfast tacos. We're talking about
radio, pal.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, unless we're talking about like a year's worth of breakfast tacos here.
Hello.
I promise not to call in and make strange comments and give them to me.
Yeah.
Boy,
we got
people officially groveling here.
Yeah, but see,
we?
that's one of like 15 people that would have that could call and make that bargain.
Yeah,
with
yes.
us. I mean,
that's right.
Okay, yeah, I got to see.
I don't even know if I can staple these tickets. It might ruin them.
It's a tough job.
Yeah. Or invalidate them.
Yeah, don't want to do that. That's for sure. Now we'll figure something out here.
Yeah. At 30 seconds till 9, I'll remind Scott.
No.
I just come by the station.
That's right. We'll throw them in the atrium.
Yeah, really.
No. And don't forget, I got the Siamese twin joke, too.
Well, I think people are probably more looking forward to the tickets.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Unless it's a really good joke.
No, it's not that good.
Well, there you go.
All right. But now I got to... Chase, you want to try to find a question? You know, and I've got a great source at home, and I just haven't sat down because I have a source that I get every once in a while that just has great trivia in it. But you know, it's sitting at home, and that doesn't help me very much.
I could give you a Sugarland question.
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, I'm just trying.
It's a singing group. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I was just gonna say, you know, what are their names?
No.
Well,
no.
Okay.
We got to come up with.
I won't mention it again.
No. All right, it's 8:42.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
News. Go back to your room.
We got a question that we don't know the answer to.
No, we didn't. I got it. Okay. I got it. All right. Here we go. These are VIP tickets. These are VIP tickets.
Because what you've got is better than what I had come up with.
Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Right.
And a great parking pass.
Mm-hmm.
If you can give us two of the three answers. 695.
With Sugarland.
1620.
Who's Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush, by the way.
Okay. You just had to tell us, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
If you've listened to the show for a while, you know what I'm talking about. If you know two of the three answers, 695-1620. 695-1620.
Everybody's like,
hello.
Hello, what are the questions?
No.
See, that's just
Sorry.
It. You have to remember what it was all about.
What's the answers?
Well, heck, I thought you were going to ask me the question.
No, I've already asked the question. I asked the question almost a year ago. What are the three answers? So give me two of the three answers.
That would be Nestle Water and Red Fox.
Yep.
Woo-hoo!
That's it.
The other one was Shelly Fabre.
The other is Shelly Fabre. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was Shelly or Nanette.
No, it was Shelly. All right, who's this?
My name's Mitch Lovings.
All right, Mitch, these are for tomorrow night. Okay?
Sure.
All right, and it's four tickets. Four tickets. All right? That's it.
I'll have to find two friends.
Thank you. All right, well, that's your problem.
Sound like a typical listener of this show.
Very good. Thank you.
I'll bet you can.
Shelly was in more Elvis movies than anybody else. Nestle is the largest bottled water company in the world.
And Red Fox was the only celebrity guest at Elvis and Priscilla's wedding.
That's it.
Now, write that down, people, because 4 years from now, we may ask it again.
That's right. We just
might. For a big prize.
Now, again, this is a significant prize.
Yeah. Like a most expensive paid trip to Caldwell.
Yeah.
No, another mayor might come in and give us something.
But not to make light, what Mitch proved was that he is a long-term listener.
Uh-huh.
And a general knowledge of stuff that's really not important, which is what we're all about. So there you go. Thank you for that. Thank you for
We'd put it all in a coffee cup, except they don't make one big enough.
Yeah, Jason Bayinski
for giving us not needing those tickets.
So the Siamese twins walk into a bar.
Yeah, sure. That's right.
Put
it on his tab.
You thought I wasn't going to tell it. Uh-huh. You thought I was going to forget, but I didn't. So two Siamese twins walk into a bar, and they park themselves on a bar stool. One of them says to the bartender, "Don't mind us. We're just joined at the hip. I'm John. This is Jim. Two draft beers, please." So the bartender, feeling a little bit awkward, obviously, tries to make polite conversation while pouring the beers.
For a split second, I thought the whole joined at the hip was the punchline.
You thought you were supposed to laugh, right?
Oh, wait.
You may decide by the time it's finished that it should have been the punchline.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. All right, so two draft beers. Don't mind us. We're joined at the hip.
Okay, so
boy, it's a bad joke. It's going to take a long time to tell. That's the worst kind. Yeah. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Isn't that normally what I do? Yeah. How would that be different? Golly. Think like you've been here a while. You know what we do. All right. So he said, "You been anywhere exciting lately, fellas?" So John says, "Well, we're going to England next month. We go to England every year. We rent a car and we drive around for miles, don't we, Jim?" Jim says, "Ah, yes." The bartender says, "Well, England, I mean, wonderful country, the history, the beer, the culture." John says, "Nah, we don't like that British stuff. We're all about hamburgers and American beer. That's us, right, Jim?" "Yep." "And we can't stand the English. They're so arrogant and they're so rude." So the bartender goes, well, why do you keep going to England?" Yeah. Says the bartender.
Yeah. Yeah.
And John says,
"Mm-hmm." John says,
"That's the only place Jim could drive."
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 7th annual tribute luncheon Thursday, March 10th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station. The luncheon will honor Stephanie Sale and Jim Singleton, longtime supporters of our community. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, please call 229-1200. Individual luncheon tickets are $40. Come celebrate with the Community Foundation and help raise funds for the foundation to be used for the betterment of our community, Tuesday, March 10th at the Hilton College Station.
Hey, good morning. It's 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, in Portland, Oregon, a grocery chain claims a sticky-fingered duo lifted everything from shampoo to DVDs over the span of many years. Total haul, $5 million in merchandise.
Whoa.
Richard Laverne Remington and Angela Rose Evans, know all three names because they got caught, were finally arrested 2 weeks ago. After her arrest, Angela told police they stole mostly small ticket items like shampoo, razors, Rogaine.
Hey, razors, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can blame them for that.
Yeah, I hear that. That's
golly,
for sure.
Lee, what an absolute ripoff. Just chaps my hide.
Razors?
Yes.
Oh, I know. It just makes you use one too many times, doesn't it? Because, wow.
You know what? It made me, I had a 3-blade. I went to a 4-blade. I threw the razor away. When I looked at the price, look at the price.
And you
that's
kept the
where,
blades? Isn't that kind of hard to
no,
shave?
No, no, when I finished up with them. Yeah, he's holding on to them, yeah. Now, when I finished that four-blade set, the first batch, I threw the whole bunch away and went back to three blades. I mean, that's crazy money. That's crazy money.
You actually save money. If you want the higher end stuff, I've figured it up. You actually save money by buying disposables.
Well, you see, I like that. That's good to know if that's true, because I'd go that route. The disposables that you can only use maybe twice or three times at the most, right?
Well, I don't know what kind of shaving you're doing, but I use them more than that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, I think
well,
so.
And I've even bought store brand disposables. I mean, you know, and it's not, I didn't scream bloody murder.
Where you get like a 12 pack for $5 or something like that.
Yeah. I thought, what the heck, man? It's worth it.
So, see, and again, I would really, it'd be interesting to talk to somebody who has the science behind the metal that they use and how it's processed to be able to hold the edge for longer. And obviously, if you buy the store brand single blade, no, it's not going to last very long.
Right.
But I've done the same thing. I guess I get the little pivot head, the little two-blade pivot head thing. And, yeah, you know, you throw that in a suitcase when you're going someplace, and life's a lot easier that way.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to know about the science behind the metal in those blades. And,
yeah. Because I can go a month and a half on the four blades, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
But the crazy thing is that I've even looked it up online. All right, I thought, you know, all right, you get price breaks on a lot of things online, so what the heck? I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
No price breaks.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Not that I could find.
Wow.
Not saying it's not out there.
Yeah, I understand, but just haven't been able to find it. So anyway, what she said is that they, you know, would just pick this stuff up, and then the couple also focused on DVDs and batteries, items that were small but quite costly, where the thefts were... and the question was, were they random or were they spontaneous? And police say there's just no way to know. Apparently, it was just a situation of opportunity. Allegedly, they used a shopping list that just was like what your average shoppers would do. Catching on to the act, the grocery store started tracking Remington and Evans, those are the people, in November by installing tracking devices in the couple's van. How could they do that? I guess they go to the... You go to the police and they get a warrant from a judge that allows you to put a tracking device on their van. Whenever the van popped up at the store, the loss prevention team would monitor the couple. In the 2 months that they were under surveillance, the couple made 103 thefts. They were captured on camera, estimated $400,000 a year in merchandise over the span of several years. That's how they came up with the $5 million total. Hello.
Hey, I was going to mention to y'all that, I don't know if you remember, but back in the later years, they used to give you the razor for free and then get you hooked on going and getting the cartridges.
Oh, it's kind of like toner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like those HP printers. Wow, I could get a printer for $52 and buy toner forever for way too much. No, I didn't remember the free razors, but I guess that very well could have happened. All right, if Grandma's birthday is just around the corner, look no further for a gift. She's always said that you're cute as a baby, and now's your chance to help her remember those days when you were adorable and gurgling. Meet.
Now you're just gurgling.
Yeah,
right?
Really. Yeah. 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 Life is a circle. You pretty much go out the same way you came in. True. You're just not near as cute.
That's right. A 4.8-pound robot called Babyloid that resembles an infant but looks more like a fuzzy slipper with a big face. Its mouth and eyes open, it can cry, it can blush. Babyloid is designed to keep the elderly company. Okay. Keeps the owner busy by crying and fussing, thus fighting the symptoms of depression and loneliness common with senior citizens, especially those in retirement homes. Babyloid, $600. So, there you go.
Mm.
Babyloid. I just happened to find out yesterday about a new plush toy that will come out and plays peekaboo with a baby.
Really?
Holds up a blanket.
Oh, yeah. That way the parents don't have to.
Goes, where's the baby? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The parents have to interact with the child. No, no, no. Let's go ahead and buy something to do that. But, and that's the other thing. You remember those, when the first Teddy, it was Teddy Ruxpin? Is that what it was called?
Oh,
where he had a
creepy
computer chip.
Creepy.
Yeah. He's scared of clowns, too, folks. But, but now, you know, those things that sing, like the bass that hangs on the wall. I mean, some of those songs go for like a minute, 15 seconds now. I mean, Big full productions.
It's, oh, yeah, that'd make me rip it off the wall and stomp it.
Wow. All because you can't go to the rodeo tomorrow to see Sugar Land.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Had no idea. Authorities in Brooksville, Florida, said a man spotted driving a golf cart against traffic had a blood alcohol content more than three times the legal limit. Man told deputies he'd been...
had a bad hook, too.
Yeah, been drinking, yeah. But he said he didn't believe he was impaired. Well, of course he didn't think he was impaired.
I don't think I was impaired.
I'll be fine. Deputy said the man's passenger said that he had been drinking and appeared more impaired, in fact, than the driver was. So, got two drunk. So, two drunks in a golf cart. And,
that's right. Never mind. And Siamese twins in a bar.
Moving on from there, yeah. Okay, so we've all heard stories about people not getting jobs or getting fired from their jobs because of their Bookface profiles. But the Bookface page also cost a teenager their shot at getting into the college of their choice. Turns out 4 out of every 5 college admission officers uses the social network to recruit students, and that means they're probably checking out your Bookface page, your Twitter account, or any place else that you've left some sort of a digital trail.
Duh.
According to Kaplan's Test Prep's 2010 survey, 82% of admission officers reported their schools use Bookface to recruit students. Doesn't just mean the schools have the Bookface page. It's also unclear as to, and nobody's saying, how recruiters decide possibly to reject a student based on what they might find on the profile. Just make your kiddos aware of that, okay? So, yeah. You boys Bob Seger fans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that Bob Seger. He's got a new single, came out yesterday.
Turn the page.
It is Downtown Train.
Ooh.
You remember Downtown Train?
Yeah, yeah. What's his name?
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
Well,
there you go.
Here's the full story, though. Tom Waits wrote the song and recorded it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He did. Mm-hmm. Story is that Bob Seger recorded Downtown Train in 1989, and he mentioned it to Rod Stewart that it was really a good song and he was going to release it. Next thing you know, Rod's recorded his own version, and he beat Bob to the punch.
I'll be darned.
So there you go. So Bob's going to try to get even now.
There you go.
Doolin Singers. Doolin Singers. Not going to be as good as that Rod Stewart song. That's pretty good.
Probably not.
All right, let me see. On this date
in history.
In history.
What happened, Scott?
1807, Congress outlawed the importing of slaves to U.S. America, effective the following year.
Yeah.
1923, Time magazine debut. 1933, the movie King Kong had its world premiere in, of course, New York. We mentioned, of course, that this is also Texas Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know somebody from Texas, mention it to them.
You betcha.
On this date, 1949... the American B-50 Superfortress, the Lucky Lady 2, landed in Fort Worth, Texas, completing the first nonstop around-the-world flight. How's that? And this was the day that Will Chamberlain
scored 100.
Philadelphia Warriors.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Warriors. That's what they were called.
Uh-huh.
100 points in a game against the New York Knicks.
Okay. Yeah.
You got a minute.
A minute. Don't know if we mentioned the Dancing with the Stars celebrities for this season. It's headlined by Kirstie Alley.
Really? Ooh. Careful. Careful.
I know. Her dance partner better have insurance. His name looks like he might be a Russian fellow. That might cause an incident.
They'll do baby elephant walk.
Yeah, there you go. Wendy Williams, Kendra Wilkinson, Chelsea Kane, if you know these people. Ralph Macchio, that was the Karate Kid.
Macchio,
yeah, him too. Romeo, whoever that is. Wrestler Chris Jericho. Sugar Ray Leonard, the former boxing champ. Hines Ward of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Mike Catherwood. He was in Psycho. Oh, anyway, those are the Dancing with the Stars. ABC won the last week because of all the Oscar stuff, the red carpet and the Oscars itself.